I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Let's Jed the Fish with Trent Reznor. What if your name was Asshore?
If it was Asshore. What if your name, say, was Vagina Patterson?
Yeah, I got Beck right here.
I got my headset on.
Your hair looks so good. It's just...
Your hair looks quite nice.
Yeah, but yours is like stirring me right now.
I don't know if that's good.
Hello.
And now,
isn't he crazy?
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, it depends on the day, but lately.
No, he's gone bye-bye. Yeah, he's checked out.
He's the best.
Yes, he is the best. No question about that. And yet, bye-bye. Best bye-bye. Both.
Yeah.
True.
That can be true.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. It is the 7th of...
Yes.
Jed, you
I miss her.
You are aware that we can't understand what you're talking about anymore, right? I mean, does it bother you that nobody...
Jed, do you have an answer? Anything to add?
What if your name was Derriere Prostitute?
Okay.
Okay, that says it. Hey, can I start by saluting my favorite person in the news,
sure.
Florida State Representative Bob Allen. Did you see him on the news yesterday?
No, I
don't. Didn't.
I don't watch the news as much as you do.
This is my guy who I love, who you will recall. Last month, he is the Republican congressperson in Florida who was arrested for soliciting oral sex from an undercover police officer in a bathroom in a public park, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So yesterday, the tapes were – he's one of those, you know, one of those guys who, you know, has spent much of his career, you know, campaigning against anti-sex legislation, gay and straight, you know, trying to crack down on prostitution, the whole deal, right?
Sure.
So it was ironic and funny that he's the guy who gets busted for it. But yesterday, the tapes were revealed from his police interview, and he had a – well, shall we say, a unique defense.
State Representative Bob Allen, the lawmaker voted Representative of the Year by a Florida Police Association, is now accused of offering $20 to perform a sex act on an undercover cop in a park bathroom. He's now telling Florida detectives it's all a huge misunderstanding.
This is something that, you know, this is my life on the line.
What you're hearing is Allen's taped police interrogation. He tells the officers he walked into that park bathroom not for sex,
no,
but because he was afraid of the undercover cop, who was black.
So his story is that he's in the bathroom and the undercover cop, and by the way, I don't approve of these sting operations that the police have anyway, but his undercover cop says, hey, dude, can you help me out? I'm trying to make $20. That's what the police officer, the undercover police officer says, which, by the way, is just... It's just leading a guy into a trap. It's crazy,
I
think.
That's what happened. I agree, yeah.
Well, that's what the police say happened.
Oh.
And then the guy came back and said, well, I'll give – by the way, forget the gay thing, forget the black thing. Here's a bad negotiator. Officer says I'm trying to earn $20. The guy says, I'll give you $20 and I'll do you. Now, how lame a negotiator is he?
He folded quick.
He sure did. So he'll go on to say, and you'll hear it a little bit more of this story, he'll go on to say that the reason he did it is because the undercover guy was black and he was afraid that he was going to get beat up if he didn't do it. If he didn't come up with whatever it is the cop was looking for,
sure,
he was going to get beat up because you know how those blacks are.
Sure.
There's a black guy, and there's another black guy around in the park that, you know.
Later, Allen adds,
I'm about to be a statistic here.
Allen says he was so intimidated he would have said anything, including offering to pay sex with a stranger. A defense not exactly winning praise from civil rights attorney Richard Ugolo.
I'm just going to say before we hear from Richard Ugolo that that doesn't occur to me as a way to get out of getting beat up is, okay, I'll pay you and I'll have sex with you. Never does that come to my mind as a way to avoid getting mugged.
Oh, those blacks.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course.
In this day and age, for somebody to suggest that they
committed a crime because they saw a black person is just unbelievable and unimaginable.
So he's going to go into court and they're going to say, Representative, why did you solicit for sex in a men's restroom? And he's going to say, well, I had to. The dude was black. What else was I supposed to do? That's his defense, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. He, by the way, says that he believes he will be acquitted and he plans to continue his life in politics. And his next move is to run for the state Senate.
Really?
That's what the guy's saying. Yep.
Very optimistic.
Yep, my fantastic. God. Anyway, that's the story of the day. That's the Kevin Amede Citizen of the Week, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned. Florida State Representative Bob Allen.
Wow, that's our government at work right there.
Good job. Yep.
What was I supposed to do? There, he was a black guy.
Drop to your knees.
I had to drop to my knees.
That's what I do.
Because he would have beat me up. You didn't see him, man. He was a stocky black guy. He could have hurt me.
But he didn't ask you. No, I know. I just thought I had to.
It's Lightning's excuse for buying pirated DVDs, remember?
That's right.
What was
You're
I supposed
right.
to do? He was black. I had no choice.
He's a black guy. I had to buy Pirates of the Caribbean.
Maybe we should just put this out there right now. He's a black guy doesn't work.
It's not much of a defense.
Because it's stupid. Wow, that's great.
You know, there are ways that public officials can favor sympathy and forgiveness. Is with that, instances like this.
Is that a way?
That's not one of them. No,
not a way.
You come out and you say, wow, was I wrong? Wow, did I? Wow, well, you don't say, wow, did I blow it in this case?
No.
Asking for it. But my mistake, and I've learned my lesson, and I'm willing to face the music, and that won't happen again, and please forgive me. Those are the sorts of things that help, not, look at the guy, man, he's a Negro. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but if you're out there leading the push against this kind of thing, and you're trying to pass laws and all that, really, there's no, not even any, I blew it, I'm a bad guy.
You just can't admit it.
There's nothing you can say.
But that's better than this, though.
Well, of course it is. Anything's better than this. What an idiot.
I tripped and fell to my knees.
There was a little rise in the step, and I just kicked it with my foot. Next thing I knew, it was happening.
I just slid right in front of him.
I don't know. I never had that happen before.
The undercover police officer, by the way, was in a stall, and the representative peeked over the top of the stall twice before he started talking to him.
No!
Wow.
Oh,
so that's why
gosh.
the cop kind of threw out there, hey, I'm looking to make some money, because this guy was obviously already checking him out, you know?
That's barely entrapment, by the way. The
yeah, all I know.
Come on.
And the representative walked into the stall.
It's not as though he went in there with nothing on his mind.
Right. He wasn't there to pee, I'll tell you that.
I was going to say, if you're a man, I mean, let's us three guys speak on this right now. If you're the guy in the stall and you're not looking for action and a guy peeks over the top to check you out.
You're out in 1 second.
No, if you don't drill that guy in the face, that's essentially saying, yeah. I want some action.
Especially if you're a black man.
Of course.
Apparently so, yeah.
Punch him, man.
I don't want to be another statistic.
That, by the way, that's why I don't do Kevin's bathroom interviews anymore, right there.
<That's> probably wise.
Black guys.
You're lucky you got away.
They come in, I got to drop to my knees. And I'm not into that. I'm not into it. That's
He's a black guy, isn't he?
Black as the night itself.
Good times.
That's a representative right there, the government representative.
Democracy at work.
One quick note about the pictures from the X Games
that
I took from the Reverend Speaker Gerald Polly.
Oh,
Who, as you know, speaks for God.
Yeah.
Of course.
Kevin, Speaker Gerald Polly here, saw the pictures you took at the X Games. As the French say, the difference between male and female is very slight, but vive la différence.
Wow, Reverend Speaker.
That man.
A little frisky.
Yeah.
The Reverend Speaker.
Full of surprises.
Apparently had a chubby at that moment.
Fantastic.
So, that's what's going on with him. And apparently he speaks for God, so.
Wow.
I'm in.
God approves of Kevin.
How about that?
This world is crazy.
Yeah, I never would have seen that coming.
Uh-uh.
Speaking of this world being crazy, let's talk about today's Kevin and Mead show, because people are trying to pull one over on us. And do we look stupid? Now, all right, I withdraw that.
Okay, but, try again.
People are not addicted to lip balm, okay?
No, they're not.
Okay?
I read it, too, here's like 2 years ago.
Here's one thing that I know. Not addicted, lip balm.
Well,
Kevin.
From the brief mention at the end of yesterday's show, we have been flooded with emails from people who are certainly playing along with Ralph's joke. I'll tell you that. They are certainly living up to their end of the bargain, which is to claim they are.
We did the commercial yesterday all day for that, too, and people heard it. And we got inundated with people emailing, telling us that, yes, it's a real thing.
And Kevin still doesn't believe
them. And I'm
them.
Saying no.
How many people would have to email you to
Every
believe
Every one of them.
My name is Brenda. I'm addicted to ChapStick most of my life. I rarely forget my ChapStick, but when I do, I go crazy. All I can think about the whole day is, where can my ChapStick be? Why would I be so stupid to forget it? How many hours till I can get home and put it on? Once a ChapStick wears off, my lips get really dry, and I start peeling off the skin on my lips, sometimes until they bleed.
Oh, that sounds like an addiction. She's hurting herself.
I don't know why she's making up a story like this just to support Ralph, a guy she doesn't even know.
Making up some kind of silly story.
Yeah.
They need to go to lip rehab. That's what they need to do. They need a rehab for ChapStick. Also, Lisa Mae is wrong on every level.
The only person with any taste on this show, clearly.
Oh, how
dare
you. It
is sad how you all just fall for things that people tell you are
good. We have loved Lisa Mae from the beginning, but we're turning on her now.
Well,
yeah, she's out as far as I'm
concerned. Because for the longest time she said, I don't know about Dazed and Confused, the movie. I haven't seen it. So we said, oh, at least you have to see it.
I've certainly heard the drops from it over the years.
And so she sees it, and then she comes in, and she tells us, just as big a lie as Ralph tells us, when he told us people are addicted to ChapStick, that she says the movie's no good.
Hate
She's
it.
A whore, okay?
Worst movie ever.
Oh, no. Oh. She's a whore.
Bored out of my mind.
Okay, wait a minute.
An hour in, I picked up the box to check the running time to know when my hell would be over.
Whore. Worst movie ever.
Stuck on You was the worst movie ever.
You look like a whore.
You are.
This one has replaced it. It's just
there's a thousand,
a piece of crap.
There's a hundred, there's a
it's
million
a big old
movies.
Pile of turd on my porch.
Why was it on your porch?
I don't know. All right. Kids left it.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Did you watch till the end? Did you see the end of the movie?
Yeah.
And you weren't deeply satisfied and moved? You didn't want to do what most of us do, which is, I can't wait to see that again. I wish I had time right now to just rewind it and start over.
I believe I said, oh, thank God this is done. And then I apologized to my boyfriend for making him sit through it. I'm sorry.
What did
the
he
guy
think
said
of it?
It was, did he hated it?
Oh,
I
well,
said the guy,
clearly.
I'm so sorry. The guy said this would be a
he's a fan.
So I can't believe that everybody at work loves this movie. It's beyond my comprehension. It's
well,
horrible.
I have a theory on it.
I don't even see a plot.
I have a theory how what went wrong and where love died.
All right.
We'll tell you. We'll give you a chance to take your shot at Lisa as well to convince her that it's a
what,
great
am I
movie.
The pinata now?
Yes. Kat Von D in the studio today. New TV show L.A. Inc. premiering tonight on TLC. Britney Spears trying to get her one-year-old kid's teeth whitened.
Oh, God.
That's good times. And the chief of police in Bangkok apparently is torturing people with Hello Kitty.
Oh, how dare you.
And Bean loves Hello Kitty and all
well,
of his
gayness.
Well, who
doesn't? All right-thinking Americans do.
Yeah.
I need to get one of those Hello Kitty armbands that they make the police wear.
And Harvey Levin as well from TMZ.com today with the Where the Hell is Britney update.
Lindsay.
I mean, Lindsay, right.
Yeah, Lindsay.
So we'll talk about all that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got a quick break. Ralph will come back with the showbiz beat.
So yesterday was the Shaolin Robot not here. Today, apparently, our friend Ralph Garman not here so much as yet. But at least he did call, and at least he will be here later. But in the meantime, we'll take a look at a couple of the showbiz headlines on the Kevin and Bean Show. 551.
Together. You know?
Ooh.
Wonder if they're together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ralph getting some robot action.
I bet, I wonder as a robot if she can do nothing or if she's been programmed to do everything.
Well, she told us that if she does one thing, she has to do everything, so she's chosen to do nothing.
Right.
Boy, whoever that first guy is going to be so lucky. Kevin, what's this Nokia Theater that's opening up October 18th in downtown Los Angeles? What's this all about?
That's the one that's right across from Staples Center.
It's a brand new 7,100-seat theater downtown next to Staples Center and the Convention Center. And it is going to – I had not heard about this. Is this an existing building or something they just built recently?
People who used to go down to the Staples Center to watch Kings games or Lakers or whatever, it's right across the street where the parking lot used to be. They've been building a huge complex. And this is only part of it. It's just a small part of, like, restaurants and a whole downtown scene. Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty cool. And the
first part
to open is this theater.
Yeah, it's October 18th, the Eagles are going to be the kickoff concert. For years, people have complained there is no downtown.
Yeah.
And this, I guess, is their way of kind of starting the process to actually make a downtown that people can go. So it'll be like a Grove or a Third Street Promenade or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That does sound cool. 7,100 seats. Again, the Eagles open it up on October the 18th. The Dixie Chicks are taking the stage on October the 20th. So they got a high-powered 1-2 punch there. Gwyneth Paltrow. I think Ralph mentioned something about this yesterday, but I had not heard this whole story until later in the day.
Body of a 9-year-old boy?
First of all, couldn't be any hotter. Second of all, apparently she has a facial. At the Sony Dakar Spa in Beverly Hills, they're telling the New York Post's Page Six that Gwyneth is a fan of a facial that uses snake venom on your face. One of the key ingredients is snake venom. She doesn't use the Botox, but she uses snake venom on her face.
Really?
Now, she is considered, one of those women who, models for high-end cosmetics and things like that. I mean, she's considered to have beautiful skin, whatever you think about the rest of her body.
Does the snake deliver it? How does that work?
You hope, right?
Mike, take it easy. Mike's about to explode. This story's just too good for him.
I figured I'd throw it out there because Lisa might know what that's all about.
Well, I don't know about the snake venom. I mean, I know about Botox.
Right.
Which is a very, very small part of botulism.
So you think snake venom might kind of be the same?
Maybe, yeah, where it kind of freezes up your face just a little bit so you don't wrinkle.
But she said it's a facial. Snake Venom Facial, by the way, is opening at that Kodak Theater as well.
No, they're very good. And we may have to ask Harvey about this. I know we're going to talk to him about where Lindsay Lohan is because, now it appears confirmed that she's at the rehab center in Utah and may have had something to do with that tragic mining disaster yesterday, too.
Oh, no.
The problem with Lindsay coming to Utah. And we're also going to talk about Britney and the reports we've heard that she's trying to get her infant's teeth whitened. Now Star Magazine says that Britney has put in a bid on Ray Liotta's $8 million house in the Pacific Palisades. She still has that kind of money to throw around?
Wow, really?
Britney Spears? Doesn't it seem like she's been doing nothing but spending and not earning for the last few years?
Well, certainly, K-Fed was a drain on her, on her finances.
Yeah, huge.
I would be concerned if I'm living in this neighborhood, by the way, a neighborhood that also includes homes of Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, if the Britney Spears party train moves into my town.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're Steven Spielberg, do you want that in your neighborhood?
They don't.
All of a sudden, they're living in an $8 billion trailer park.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good. That's not what you want.
And by the way, I think it's completely legitimate, although, there's been a real tug of war with First Amendment rights of the paparazzi and what they're allowed to do and where they're allowed to go. If I'm living in that neighborhood, do you want those 30 paparazzi guys waiting outside the house 24/7 to see where Britney goes next?
No. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, that's horrible. Same Star Magazine, by the way, also reporting that Kevin Federline may end up getting full custody of the kids. Rumors are going around that Britney's former assistant, Shannon Funk, great name,
sure,
is ready to write a tell-all book, adding fuel to Kevin's case. I don't know how long this one, Shannon Funk, worked for Britney, but anyone who works for her for 2 weeks is talking about writing a book or selling a story or something like that. So I don't know how much legitimate she has to say, but would you have ever imagined a scenario when we first got to know Kevin Federline that there would ever be a discussion that he might get the kids?
No, it was always she was the one being taken advantage of. He was the loser, the just spending her money.
The leech.
He left his girlfriend when she was pregnant. I mean, there's a special disdain for that kind of guy.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, there's all this talk. I mean, I can't even imagine he wants the kids. What does K-Fed want with the kids? He had two others he's not a parent to.
A lot of child support, maybe?
It's all about the money.
He certainly walked away from those first two kids, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And one more Britney note, In Touch magazine reports that her erratic behavior of late is a result of her not taking her prescribed antidepressants. So you get off the, get off the medicine, and that apparently what happened.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
That's a little strong.
Speaking of Britney, what was the word? What did you guys hear about why Mena Suvari shaved her head to look like Britney? What's that all about?
I don't know. I saw the photo. I have no idea why she did
it. I mean, I haven't heard anyone say that it's for a role or anything like that. I mean, we haven't heard that she's not the crazy one. Natasha Lyonne was the crazy one from the American Pie. Mena Suvari is the normal one who just married the 50-year-old, right?
Right, but she divorced him.
Really? That didn't last.
I think so.
I think
they split up.
I'm not up on my Mena Suvari marriage information.
And here's one more note. Again, if you're just joining us, Ralph running a little bit late, but the showbiz beat is on K-Rock. Van Halen reunion could be announced as early as next week. I know this is one that a lot of people have been waiting for years, to see David Lee Roth finally put it back together with Eddie Van Halen and actually go out on the road. Billboard.com says that the band is going to roll out a 50-date North American arena tour that's going to kick off in October. It'll be original lead singer David Lee Roth, guitarist guitarist Eddie Van Halen, drummer Alex Van Halen, and Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's son, with Valerie Bertinelli, is going to be on the bass. They last toured in 2004 with Sammy Hagar. That tour made over $40 million, and that was with Hagar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember tour started, and then it fell apart, like, one day later, and we were all like, oh, David Lee Roth, you a-hole, can't get along with anybody.
They got back together that time to record, like, a new song for Greatest Hits or something like that, and the other band members couldn't stand David Lee Roth. They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
No, but I mean, this very last time when they planned the tour, it was Eddie that was in rehab.
Right. Yes.
So who knows what the hell's going to go on with that.
It is nothing but trouble
with those
guys.
I think I would see that.
Mike, you're all over that, right?
Yeah,
seeing David Lee Roth? Come on.
In a second. But people don't realize that David Lee Roth, crazy, no doubt about it. But according to most people who know or in the know, Eddie just as much of an insufferable prick as...
Oh, really?
And I think that's where a lot of the problem lies. I mean, you hear Hagar talk about Gary Cherone. It's just as much Eddie being the prima donna as it is David Lee Roth being wacko.
Well, that's a combustible combination, but look for it to be announced next week if you want to see the real Van Halen back on stage. You got celebrity birthdays for us.
I do. There's only three. It's kind of a light day. You got your Wayne Knight, who used to be Newman.
Yes.
On Seinfeld, 52 years old. You got Dave Duchovny.
Oh, can't wait for his new show.
Yeah, but I don't need to see any more of those ads, those posters.
I need to see more, definitely. Less Snake, more David.
What is it, all but? What's he showing?
Well, no, it's he and the chick from Weeds. What's her name?
Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. She's naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the snake is kind of covering up body parts. And then,
seen that.
Right, so you're excited by that. And then you all of a sudden notice sharing the picture is Dave Duchovny, who looks naked with a snake around him.
With an apple.
Oh, I see what
with
you
an
mean.
Apple, right. Yeah. And it's just,
dreamy.
Well, up, down. That's what happens right there.
Okay, now, question is, do you believe in extraterrestrial beings out there?
Oh, that is just the lamest question. My God, can't you think of anything better than that?
Would you like to go into outer space? I don't know.
Just crumbles.
I'm just sitting there hoping you get abducted.
Yeah. One of the all-time great Dave Duchovny interviews.
Bruce Dickinson, lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Run to the hills.
49 years old, and the reason we get out of bed. Actress Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's where Ralph is.
That's where Ralph is. He's baking her cake to take over after the show.
32 years young today.
Wow.
First, though, Bangkok, Thailand is where this story comes from.
Never gets tired of that.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. What's the name of the town?
It's Bangkok.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. The police chiefs are trying to figure out how to punish average policemen that break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to them? Well, they've come up with a way of punishing, and I find it very funny because my man Bean says he likes this. But police chiefs in the Thai capital come up with a new way of punishing officers who break the rules, an eye-catching Hello Kitty armband.
Yay!
They make them wear it as like a walk of shame, you know? They walk around with a Hello Kitty armband on, and everybody knows that's an officer who broke the rules.
Wow, that would be embarrassing.
Yes, it would.
We asked producer Lighting to line up somebody to talk to us about the story, and we have a police colonel on the line. Is this Mr. Pongpat Chiapan?
Good morning. I'm Pongpat.
Well, good morning to you, Pongpat. How are things in Thailand today?
Crappy.
Really?
This town very dirty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's full of crime.
Yes.
Right?
That's why we work so hard.
Right.
As police officers.
But the story that we see is that you're punishing your own police officers.
Yes. We must. We must keep discipline.
Okay.
We cannot let the small offenses go unnoticed or unpunished.
So what are you talking, like parking tickets, that kind of thing?
If they're late to work, punish them.
Late to work? Oh, sure.
If they park in the wrong place, punish them.
Okay.
Huh.
If they do other small transgressions, they have to wear Hello Kitty armband.
Now, how did you come up? How did you decide on the Hello Kitty armband?
Well, we looked at everything we could do to them, and we said, what is the worst thing we could do? We say, oh, I know, make them wear Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Then everyone in the street point at them and say, what a homo.
But Chief, isn't Hello Kitty enormously popular in your country as it is here? Aren't there a certain amount of people who will think, wow, that's really cool?
Yeah, if you're an 8-year-old girl or an old retarded man.
Yeah. Yeah, those two groups.
Oh, big homo.
What kind of response are you getting from the rank and file?
They hate it.
They hate it, yeah.
Yeah.
They say, please, please, oh, please, please, Colonel Punk Pat Champagne, please don't make me wear Hello Kitty armband. Mm-hmm. And I said, you should have done that before.
Now, what would you say, Colonel, if I told you that we had a guy who works on the show here who claims to be heterosexual and claims to love Hello Kitty as well?
What?
What would you think about that guy?
I said, point at him and go, what a homo!
Yes.
Oh, how dare you.
Yes,
hey, look,
correct.
They make a good toaster. What do you want me to do? So how many of these have you doled out? You already have officers on the street wearing the armbands?
Yeah, so far we got three out right now.
Okay.
The problem is that the transgressions are getting worse. It's not really taking effect, so we have to up the punishment.
Oh, no, it's not working?
Hello Kitty armband is the lowest level of punishment.
Oh,
If you do, like, a minor transgression, if you park in the wrong place in the parking lot,
right.
If you show up late for your shift, then you get a Hello Kitty armband.
Okay.
But if you do worse transgression, then punishment must be worse because discipline must be kept.
Oh, like what? What are
if,
some of the...
If you're really bad... Then we make you wear the Seattle Mariners jersey.
Oh, don't! Oh, how dare you?
Now you're just
that's offensive.
Come on.
That's how we punish around here, mister.
Wow, that's way worse.
Don't screw with me.
That hurts. That now you're hurting me, police chief.
If you commit something worse, like maybe you cheat on your wife or you beat somebody up,
right?
You have to wear I Love Pluto T-shirt.
Oh man,
everyone will mock you openly in the streets.
You're gonna have a full scale revolt on your hands.
Then, if you do really horrible thing, like you kill somebody.
Right, murder.
Murder, you have to live in a clown house. It's a giant clown head on it.
Oh, my. You mean business, don't you?
I don't screw around.
Wow.
Why do I feel like this is a custom bid for one person? Like someone's being unfairly targeted here.
If you're like a child molester or something.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the worst.
Then we make you listen to Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald over and over again.
Oh, you do not do that.
Yes.
That's not worse than the crime?
Don't screw with me, mister.
Wow.
We have all kinds of punishment. We can make you join a peanut butter club.
Right.
Because some people just like peanut butter. They want to talk other people, have peanut butter talk with.
Right. Yeah, that's me, too. How about that?
That's true.
Yeah, sometimes we stick a tube in your eye.
Sure.
If you're bad.
That happens.
Yeah. I had that.
Sometimes make you drive around over and over to all different kinds of outlets to try to find the cheapest price for a CD.
Oh, my God.
We can punish you.
You are brutal. Right now it's time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. You know, Ralph reads emails and then sings Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah.
Right.
Over and over and over.
Rock Me Amadeus!
And that's what this first call's about.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's the one from Los Angeles.
And that's not it, this is it.
Ralph's the gayest.
Do you think I pulled that off well?
Well, did you say that a lot more setup than maybe there was payoff?
Did you say that was well done? Or less than well done? People call us from the road all the time.
I'm on the 405. And this guy's flipping me off because I cut him off. And he rear-ended somebody.
Wow.
Happy somebody else got in an accident. Very good. There's a myriad of reasons you want to get a car.
I want a car so I could drive to my girlfriend's house and get laid. Chocolate.
Yes.
That'll be their new campaign if they guaranteed that. They'd sell a lot of cars.
Hey, Kevin. I was enjoying your pictures from the X Games this morning. Until I came across one of the pictures and realized it was my mom.
Oh.
Can you get arrested for spanking it to a picture of your mom?
Oh. I'm going to go with yes.
Your photos, by the way, and they're again up in the Kevin and Bean Sites section of KRock.com. Kevin was trying to take some action shots at the X Games.
And I was on the aisle.
And people kept walking in front of you, but they were all young and hot. But no heads. You didn't show any of their faces.
I was trying to take pictures of motorcycles.
I see.
They're really just
close-ups of boobs is all those photos are. And we about crashed KRock.com yesterday when we started talking about it.
So tired of people being inconsiderate. If you see someone try to take a picture, I don't know, hold up for a minute.
Hey, Mike, when you do that Gene Simmons impersonation, I want you to touch my tra-la-la.
Yes, I forgot about that song. I forgot all about that, dude.
No.
How do you forget Gunther, man? How is that not on a loop in your car?
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la.
It's one of the best songs ever.
My ding-ding-dong.
I only wish I had waited to get married until this song had been released so I could use it as the first dance song at my wedding. Yeah, Gunther is the best.
You could have totally gotten down to that.
Yeah, you bet.
Later in the show, we're going to have to deal with the fact that we have now turned on Lisa. It's finally happened after all this time.
We had a good run.
She didn't like, well,
you guys
she
lied
claims,
to me.
She claims she didn't like Dazed and Confused.
You totally set me up. And I think this whole thing is just a big joke on me.
Lisa May, you don't like Dazed and Confused? Shut and die. No, you know what? Shut beans and live with shame.
That's even worse.
That would be worse.
Got a call from our man, Dewan.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time a new flavor in your ear. How's that new flavor? In your ear, brand new flavor in your ear. Hey, Kevin and Bean, you need flavor in your ears. Later.
Well, thanks for that update, Dewan.
Do we have the option of saying no to that? Or
I guess
we
not.
We need it.
By the way, that guy's a black guy. Is that the least rhythm you've ever heard from a
yes.
black guy in your life?
Absolutely.
You can do something called text to landline. You text a message and an operator in a computer voice someplace reads whatever it is you text.
Has sent a text-to-landline message to you. Hello, Kevin and Bean. Hello, lovely, lovely Lisa. I want to ram it down with Lisa and motorboat those fun bags.
It's not as sexy when a computer
no,
says
it's not. It's somewhere not. There's a printout, by the way, of all of those messages
yep.
that people said. I'd love to see that.
And finally, what it's like to live with Bean.
Yeah, this is Bean speaking. Do you know that armadillos have four babies at a time, and they're always the same sex? I bet you didn't know the average lifespan of a human taste bud is 10 days. Hey, guys, are you listening? This is Bean speaking. You know what's crazy? The city of Chicago has the only post office in the world where you can drive your car through. I should go there and take lots of pictures because I know you would love to see that. Hey, where'd you guys all go? This is Bean speaking.
That's that info, Bean.
You people addicted to lip balm, like that's happening, coming up... Top of the hour. Lisa didn't like Dazed and Confused. We got to deal with that. Got a
and by deal with that, you mean give her her final check and pat her on the ass and say so long, right?
Yes.
Wow, you guys are rough.
Well, I mean, we can't work with somebody who doesn't like Dazed and Confused.
Really?
Kat Von D coming in the studio talking about L.A. Inc., which premieres tonight on TLC. So all that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're a reader of the magazines about pop culture, U.S. Us Weekly, Life and Style, that type of thing, you've been seeing a lot of stories about Britney Spears and her
she's
kids.
Great. She's the best.
They're,
I love her.
They're calling her Hurricane Britney.
Well, she has a unique way to raise kids. And we thought, you know what, rather than just spew all these rumors that are flying about, why not get Britney on the line and run them by her and find out what's true and what's not true? Because she's kind enough to come on from time to time. Good morning, Britney.
Morning. Hey, y'all.
How you doing? I'm surprised to see you up so early this morning. What's going on?
Oh, y'all, I haven't been to bed yet.
Oh, you're still?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Your kids have been to bed, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, you don't know. Brittany, 22-month-old Sean Preston and 11-month-old Jaden James. Are the reports in the magazines correct, Brittany, that you feed them, you know, like soda in their bottles, stuff like that?
Yeah, but it's like Diet Cactus Cooler and stuff. Like, what's the big deal?
Diet Cactus Cooler?
Well, yeah, they're babies. They can't have regular yet, Kevin. God.
I think the big deal is that some are suggesting that maybe, you know, milk would be more appropriate for an infant than maybe soda pop.
I don't like milk because milk comes from cows, and I like cows, and I don't want to, like, take anything from them. I think that's really mean, Bean.
Okay. What about the report that you give Sean Preston ice cream before bed to help make him sleepy?
Oh, it's yummy. We get Ben and Jerry's Chubby Hubby, and then I pick the pieces out, and then he eats the ice cream parts.
Brittany, you're feeding the kids a lot of Doritos?
Yeah, Cool Ranch. Best flavor, but snack size, you know, because they're tiny. So the chips are tiny like they're tiny.
Right.
Right,
but what about some sort of, I don't know, nutrition plan, some sort of healthy food? You know, this is the time when kids need the best nutrition of their whole life because it's going to set the stage for their bones and everything else.
Y'all, I get them the Nugget Happy Meal. It has, like, all the white meat and stuff.
What about the fact that you won't let your mom around the kids
la, 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 la,
at all?
We do not talk about the bad lady.
Okay, yeah, that's what one of the reports said. Life and Style said you call her the bad lady.
She's like, okay, she's like Heidi in the Hills. She's right. Just like evil.
Right.
Okay, but why is she the bad lady? Isn't she just trying to do what's best for the children? She's trying to help you take care of them a little more responsibly, from what I understand.
But she's always, like, in the way and stuff and telling me what to do and, like, doing stuff with the kids I don't really like. And she's, like, always over here and she's, like, buckling their seatbelts and stuff. And I'm like, Mom!
That drives you crazy? When you smoke, you ask the babies where Mama's lollipops are?
Oh, Shawnee's so cute. I think it's Shawnee or Jade. I don't know. It's the little one.
Uh-huh.
That's Jade. Okay. He goes and gets Mommy's lollipops. I go, baby, where are Mommy's lollipops? And he goes and gets them.
Do you think he ever goes and gets them on his own?
Sometimes. I've trained him really well. Kind of like with the little chihuahua I had. When I throw a ball, he'll like run and get it and bring it back. And so I did it with Shawnee and the lollipops.
You're just tuning
cigarettes.
Talking to Britney Spears. Here's the most disturbing story that's come out of the magazines. You actually tried to go to a dentist to get your kids' teeth whitened.
Yeah, y'all, they were yucky.
They're not even two yet.
Well, look, I know that I have money and some people may not be able to afford to get their baby's teeth whitened, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to make them white because I want them pretty and stuff.
You know, most people don't need to do that because they don't feed their children soda in bottles.
Do you make your kids brush?
And rot their teeth.
Do they have to brush their teeth?
Brush it with, like, a hairbrush? Or, like, their... What?
No, brush teeth with toothpaste.
Like a toothbrush with toothpaste.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
And I just wanted to bring up one more thing, and that's that since they're not two, these teeth are going to fall out.
What?
You understand they're just baby teeth. They're not permanent teeth.
I did not pay for them to fall out.
Well, Brittany, everybody's teeth fall out. You get little teeth, and then when you're, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, they fall out, and then you get bigger teeth that come in after that.
Oh, like when you get, like, bigger rims and you get, like, a bigger car?
Yeah, well, something sure, like,
just
that.
Sort of, yeah.
So that's why the dentist, did the dentist tell you no?
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Well, he wasn't a jerk. It's just you don't perform an operation like that on a little kid. It's just, it's ridiculous.
That's who?
Well, everyone.
Well, everyone's retarded.
So you're the only one that knows how to raise kids, huh, Britt?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so are you still trying to get the teeth whitened?
Yeah, I took some white out, and I tried it on Jaden, but he didn't like it.
Some white out.
Yeah, but then I got bored, and so I gave him to Lupita, or what, the other brown one. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Did you say Lupita or the other brown one? Is that what you said?
Yep.
You've got staff, huh? Hey, Brittany, let me ask you one more thing. There's a new report this morning that you're trying to buy Ray Liotta's place in the Palisades, an $8 million house, which would make you neighbors with Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. Any truth to that?
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. It's, like, pink and stuff, and I guess it has, like, designer carpet or whatever, but I'm going to take it out because we all know I like hardwood floors.
Well, we certainly do know that.
Yes,
that is true about that. Yeah. Well, someone needs to come and take those kids away. I mean, every report says it.
Would you come and take them?
Yes.
I mean, oh, my God, I love y'all.
Well, yes. I mean, why don't you give them to their father? Let Kevin Federline take care of them.
Oh, my God. Kevin is actually kind of helpful because I'll call him at night because I can't tell him apart. And I'll be like, Kevin, which one's which?
And he can tell you on the phone?
Yeah, he's really good. He, like, remembers stuff.
Is it true that the kids can't sleep unless they hear his voice before they go to bed because they're so much closer to him than they are to you?
I don't, like, put him down to bed. Again, that's, like, the other brown one. I'm usually, like, up with my DVDs of, like, my Super Sweet 16.
I see.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, Brittany, stop doing what you're doing. I mean, seriously, at this point, you got to put those kids in a basket and just leave them in front of a hospital. Seriously.
Oh, my God. You think that's awesome?
No.
Can I do that for, like, a weekend?
No, not for a week.
No.
Dude, but I want to go to Hyde and, like, Circus just opened. You guys.
Brittany.
So sad.
All right, we have to go.
Love y'all.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette? Tell you where I'm coming from. Glendale!
Brown.
Glendale's my town.
Brown.
I love System of a Down.
Brown.
Because I'm Armenian, bro. Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe. Track car cologne ingrained in my chromosome. Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone. Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up. Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up. cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes, looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with, covered in fur even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel. Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh. I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly, and shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride, I slick back my hair as I cruise to the west side. Glendale Galleria, Armani Exchange, gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne, gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh? Hit that chorus one more time.
Brow
down. Okay, forget this about that.
Brow down.
They say never, never, bro.
Brow down.
Me say never, never, they show. But can never do, never cry, they say the boss.
I don't know what. What's he saying at the end there? I can't figure that out.
I can't. I don't speak Armenian. I'm sorry. It's 6:49 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. It's Tuesday. Coming up after the news at 7, our friend, our former friend, Ralph Garmer, will try to perpetrate a hoax on the American people by claiming that lip balm is addictive. That's what he's going to claim. And he's got all sorts of alleged experts on his side and web pages and testimonials, but we all know that he's lying to us.
He had people email us and say, oh, it's true, I'm addicted to lip balm, and we know, we can see right through the ruse.
He's got a lot. Look, we know from hoaxes, Ralph,
all right? Not ruse, it's lip balm. It's a different makeup.
What?
All right.
We know how hoaxes work, believe me. And we can spot this one coming a mile away. But we'll give you a chance to see if anyone falls for it coming up after 7. Right now, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Remember when you guys said that guy killed that chick?
No.
Yeah, and they called in? No.
I was
remember.
Mark and Brian.
No,
was Mark
no,
and Brian.
It was a lot of trouble.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you ever watch America's Funniest Home Felons or whatever that show is?
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, I saw the guy talking about it, the guy from Airplane. That dude.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Said you guys lied. You were lying. You're lying, yeah, liars.
We lying about lip balm, I'll tell you that.
I don't.
Yeah, you had to go to court and everything. It was a big hullabaloo.
Doesn't ring a bell. I wish I remembered because that sounds like
There are real definite lines that you do not cross.
All right.
Obviously, everybody's, you know, trying to get ratings, trying to get noticed, trying to be this and that. But there are lines that you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Ringing a bell?
No.
Anyone?
That was Mark and Brian. I think.
Denial's not just a river in Egypt, my friends. All right, let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we? Rush Hour 3 director Brett Ratner reveals in this month's edition of The Advocate, famous gay magazine, that his first experience in oral sex was with a transvestite.
Nice.
Is Brett Ratner gay? Is he gay?
Nope.
Okay.
Apparently, Brett thought he was spending time with a lady who turned out to be a member of the opposite sex.
That's awesome.
She was all dressed up, and he said at the time he wasn't aware. And I wonder,
how you doing?
Doesn't say in the article whether it was a hooker or whether it was a a civilian. Doesn't say, but
interesting.
He thinks it probably happens to lots of heterosexuals. I bet you do, Brett. I bet you.
No, it's not just me. I'm not the only one. No.
Do
the homosexual is right.
David Hasselhoff's in love.
Oh, fantastic! Good.
Yes,
with the bottle.
Sure, he's in love with vodka.
Promise you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
The hamburger floor eater's hooked on a girl named Michelle Lilly. She apparently... This sounds like a gag. This sounds like...
Everything you say sounds like a gag.
I know, because I'm a funny guy. But this sounds like it comes out of a sketch comedy show or something. Her name's Michelle Lilly, and she owns a company called Key to My Castle that makes custom keys. She owns a custom key shop.
What are you talking about?
How much more specific a boutique can you get than someone who makes custom keys?
Well, I've never heard of a custom key.
I get mine made at the hardware store. Yeah. The guy behind one of those machines, behind a counter. But she makes a custom key.
How is that
for
different?
I don't know.
Anything else?
There are some places you can go, and I've never seen a store dedicated to this, but some places where you get keys made offer services like, Ralph, you could get a Philadelphia Eagles house key if you wanted, for instance.
You know,
they put stuff
on
the key.
Or whatever,
yeah. Oh. American flag, whatever you want. But I can't imagine there's enough business to support a shop that does just that.
Well, we're going to have to look up Key to My Castle and find out what kind of store it is. But it says here that she's a custom key maker.
All right.
I want my key
most
to say
specific job ever.
I want my key to say, this is a mess. That's what I want my key to say. Can she do that?
David asked her, they met apparently, but David asked her to make a giant lock and key so he could open his house door when he was loaded, when he was drunk. Because apparently it was just too small before when he was drunk. He just could not get the key into the lock. This way it's like 4 feet long. He just...
Starting this business, says Michelle Lilly's website, has been a long-time dream for me, and I can't tell you how excited I am to see it come to fruition. I'm quite sure you've never seen anything like my keys before, so use them to open your mind as well as your heart. After all, your home is where your heart is.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Custom key maker, Michelle Lilly.
Yep. Wow. How's that anyone's dream?
I can't imagine.
Someday I just want to make keys for people. But they can't be the same as all the other keys.
No, they have to be special keys. Holy crap.
Wow.
Congratulations to our pal Carson Daly. He has extended his contract with NBC and will continue to do his late-night show for another 2 years. President of the Carson Daly Fan Club says, Carson Daly's got a show on late at night? his extension for his contract also includes 2 more years of doing his New Year's Eve special. To which the president of his fan club responded, he's got a New Year's Eve special?
He's got a bad fan club.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
How does he hope to elbow his way into that kind of action?
No way.
I don't know, but he can't beat him.
It's a lock.
Worst story ever.
Okay.
Worst story ever.
People are addicted to lip balm?
No. Oh. Because people are addicted to lip balm.
Oh. Is this one equally false?
You guys going to say, I'll accept your apologies in about half an hour.
All right.
Roseanne claims that the assistant she had working on her MySpace page and her website not only posted all sort of untrue things on her MySpace page.
Right.
But stole a sex tape she stars in from her house.
Oh, no.
He's a D-lie.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no, Roseanne.
Can you imagine a Roseanne
Please.
Sex tape?
Dear God, no.
No.
Well, I'm going to make you watch it.
No.
If you don't believe about lip balm addiction, you'll be watching it.
There are very few people that I want to see have sex less than Roseanne. And Joan Rivers, maybe. About it.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
about
that's
all.
That's bad.
Star Jones. Those,
sure.
Is she claiming that those rambling, drunken from Las Vegas MySpace postings were not hers? Was she claiming that he had something to do with that, too?
That's what she's claiming, yes.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Sex tape. Why is she even filming herself having sex?
That isn't good for you.
She's consider herself lucky she's getting any and just turn off the lights and just get it over with for the poor guy.
Do the guy a favor. Turn off the lights.
And remember I told you that story about the guy who was making an energy drink called My Jovi?
Sure.
That's right, yeah.
And Bon Jovi was suing him, right?
Right, it was based on his girlfriend's name, Jovita. He calls her Jovi, and so he named his drink after his girlfriend, and he called it My Jovi.
And
problem was, part of his, so Bon Jovi sues him, saying it's too close to Bon Jovi, because part of his advertising campaign was, it's my life, it's My Jovi. And It's My Life, of course, is a Bon Jovi song, so he thought the whole thing was much too close for him.
I can
but
see
apparently, the threatening letter and lawsuit threat sent the company sales through the roof. Thanks, John.
Wow, great.
And the New York Post says that the guy is so thrilled by the increase in sales and so thankful to John Bon Jovi that he has launched a new cocktail called Angry Rocker. And he's releasing onto
That's
the market
funny.
In his honor. So you can drink Angry Rocker and think of John Bon Jovi. Tuesday, new DVDs in stores today.
Yes.
Rome, the complete second season. I'm looking forward to this because I missed a couple episodes.
I never got into that show. I heard
you didn't watch the Rome?
I heard it was great.
What's wrong with you?
I had no time, dude. Don't have time.
Oh, Rome. So
I got all that other important stuff in my life.
Rome is it's the best.
That's
not the best, but it's real good.
Best.
There's like all kinds of humping going on and murdering and humping and murdering, sometimes at the same time. It's the best. Simpsons, season 10, available on DVD today. The Muppet Show, season 2. Full House, season 7.
Yep.
You're rushing those right out, aren't they?
It's a lot of TV shows available today. Flash Gordon, the original Flash Gordon from 1980.
The movie.
The MASH.
Flash! Ah, he'll save every one of us!
Flash.
Jeez. Well, you sold it.
Because they're putting a new DVD, a new TV show, rather, on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, so debuts this week.
So I guess to honor that, they are releasing the original motion picture, Flash Gordon. You can pick that up today. And if you didn't see this in the theaters, you definitely want to pick up Disturbia today. It comes out on DVD.
Ooh, that is good.
But Disturbia starring Shia LaBeouf, David Morse, Carrie Ann Moss. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. Really, really well done. That's available today on DVD as well. Today's celebrity birthdays. Charlize.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron celebrates her 32nd birthday today.
Remember when she used to talk to us?
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Those were the days, huh?
I still love her, though. She probably won't talk to us anymore because you guys said you hate her.
She's dead to me.
Yeah. We never said we hate her.
We
didn't
love her.
Did.
No, we still love her.
Yes, you
did.
Mistaken.
That's why she won't talk to us.
I was mistaken. She's one of our all-time favorites. Are you kidding me? We adore her.
She and I are very close, you know.
What's the trailer that's out in theaters right now for an upcoming movie where she looks so great with the dark hair?
I Love Ralph.
That's what's going on. I Love Ralph. That was the movie, yeah.
Absolutely not true.
Dave Duchovny is 47 years old today. Wayne Knight Newman on Seinfeld is 52. And John Glover, who plays Lionel Luther on Smallville, one of Dave and I's, one of our favorite shows. We watch that all the time.
I love it.
Did you see Smallville last night? I can't believe Chloe died. But then she came back to life. He's 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think what we're trying to tell you, Ralph, if you'll take some advice from your good friends Kevin and Bean, is nobody likes a liar. That's what we're trying to tell you. You make stuff up, and then you lose credibility, and people can't trust you anymore. That's why we say you need to stop with the lip balm nonsense.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you shut your pie hole, and then we'll take calls from listeners, and we'll see whether lip balm addiction exists or not.
This is the commercial that we played yesterday on K-Rock for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Come on!
There's no such thing as an addiction to lip balm.
By the way, I'm with you on this one.
Thank you! You're both saying people don't like it. I'm just saying they're not
very
addicted to it.
Very different from liking it to needing it.
Doesn't exist.
They don't need it.
It doesn't exist.
So you can only be addicted to things that have chemical properties that cause you to be addicted to it.
No, I agree with you that gambling is a perfect example of something that's not physical.
Overeating or shopping or internet.
But lip balm.
Yes!
No, don't be stupid.
What a sucker Kevin is. Put that in the breaker.
Okay, so that was today yesterday.
That, by the way, is an actual taped conversation of what it sounds like in the room when we're not on the air, okay?
That's what you're missing, folks.
And somehow I ended up on the air. All right, well, let's bring in the expert here. Kevin C. is the founder of Lip Balm Anonymous. The website is lipbalmanonymous.com.
Oh, come on. The lengths you people will go to put one over on us.
Kevin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Just fine. Thank you for having me.
Now, Kevin C., are you like the Bill W. of alcohol? Kevin C. is to lip balm?
Something like that, yes.
I got you.
What's your tragic lip balm story? You used to be addicted and now you kicked it?
Yeah, in fact, I've been clean and sober for 11 years, 9 months, and 3 days, and it's been a struggle every day during that time to stay clean.
That's funny.
Hey, one day at a time, Kevin.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a big problem, though. It's not surprising that you, even in today's information age, people are still unaware that this really can be an addictive
property. Ralph, this is one of your acting friends?
No, this is an actual gentleman who runs this website, Kevin, and you're about to be schooled.
LipBalmAnonymous.com.
What is the downside? I understand why someone would want to get off drugs or get off booze or quit gambling. I mean, there's a lot of obvious detrimental effects to one's life. But what's the downside of, I don't know, just using lip balm if you want to?
Well, first and foremost, there's the cost. Because if you're really addicted, you could be spending $10 or $12 a month at least. And, you know, that really can add up over a long period of time. So it's a big issue for a lot of people. But more importantly...
It's not a big issue for anyone.
I had emails yesterday from listeners who said they have to buy it in bulk to make sure they always have one on them because they can't bear to have it on their lips.
That's where it really can control your life. You know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you need a hit, you know, you run down to the 7-Eleven and get some or something, it can really disrupt your life.
Look, sure. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but this is just not true.
Kevin C., what happens to someone
who... Yes to the first part, no to the second part.
What happens to someone who is, as you say, addicted to lip balm, and then they realize, oh, I don't have any. Oh, I left it in my other pants. I'm out. What's the worst thing that can happen to them is their lips are a tiny bit drier than they would be if they had the lip balm.
You know, obviously you've never been through the pain and suffering of an addiction to this because it can really cause sleepless nights. It can interrupt your job performance. It really is something that can overtake you.
Testify, Kevin. Testify.
Kevin, what do you really do?
I'm an internet manager.
And he runs lipbalmanonymous.com is what he is.
Now, Ralph, hold on. What are some of your other funny websites?
I have an Oingo Boingo tattoo website and the Frat Pack tribute, amongst other little web properties.
Wow.
And, this is your funny one. This is your
this
joke.
This is the
one.
Serious one.
No, no, this is the serious one because you know there's nothing funny about lip balm addiction.
No, there isn't.
It's funny by its very nature.
What is what? Why are you so invested in this? Do you suspect you may have a little bit of a problem yourself, Ralph?
Well, absolutely. I use it all the time.
Yeah, not you, Kevin. Hang on.
Yeah, I think I may be heading in that direction because, you know, I did discover the Ducks lip balm.
Oh, dear God.
The Anaheim Ducks hockey team gave me some lip balm, and it's the greatest lip balm I've ever had in my life. It's like going from drinking, you know, a 40 of Old English and then all of a sudden tasting champagne for the first time. Like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So I have been using it more than usual. I usually do. I've been using it more frequently, and I'm starting to get concerned that I may be heading down toward the path of addiction.
Now, while the Ducks were going for the cup last season, they sent some over, and Ralph started saying that. And I tried it. And you know what it is?
Greatest.
Lip balm. That's what it is. Greatest, and you know what it feels, tastes like? Mm-mm. Lip balm. Pretty much just like chapstick.
No.
Because you know what they do, Ralph, for big companies like that, is they get the very best. They don't just mass produce something and slap a label on it. They put the very best out.
First of all, you're again, so incredibly wrong, because it doesn't even taste like lip balm, chapstick. It's citrus flavored. It's even a different formula.
Yeah, okay.
Ralph, are you worried? Because this isn't something you can just buy in a store. When you run out, man.
I've got a big bag of it here, Lisa.
I know, but still.
They sent me like a case of it after I've talked about it on the air. This will last me till the end of the next millennium.
Well, not if we give away a stick to each person.
But the reason I brought it up is because when I started talking about lip balm, I started getting all these emails from people who said that they are addicted to
the joke.
They can't stop using it. If they don't have one in their pocket, if they don't have access to it, they actually get nervous, like a smoker does when he knows he's out of cigarettes and he has to say, I got to pull over and pick up a pack because I know, even though I don't want a cigarette right now, I know I'm going to want one later, so I have to get it.
Is this obsessive compulsive?
I think it's just more a psychological addiction to this stuff, and I just think it's interesting that lip balm can cause that.
So you're a pusher, then, is what you're saying. By giving that out, you're a pusher.
I'm not a pusher. I'm saying if people are not yet in recovery, we take phone calls, I'd be happy to give them one of these Anaheim Ducks lip balms.
At least
so
we're
going
to give them good lip balm.
They're good
drugs, do good drugs.
Right.
Let me ask Kevin C., founder of LipBalmAnonymous.com, before we let him go and get to your phone calls. Is there anything to a physical addiction here? Is there something in lip balm that makes people crave it, or is it strictly psychological, Kevin?
Well, unfortunately, there's no scientific studies one way or the other to prove it. All I have to say is if you are using on a regular basis and you quit cold turkey, you are going to feel the pain in your lips.
There's
That's
a rebound.
That's not a psychological issue.
No, actually, you will. If you stop using it, absolutely, your lips will chap and get flaky and dry and crack.
For a day and a half.
So
what?
Like
so
a week.
What is wrong with you people?
Is this the kind of drug that people get started on lip balm, Ralph, and then the next thing you know, they're going crazy and they're using lipstick, or it goes in other awkward directions?
It's a gateway, dude.
Yeah.
Is it a gateway?
If you start off with your chapstick, then next thing you know, you're going to CarMax and then Lip Smackers. I mean, it really can be endless.
That's an ugly road.
So, Kevin C., your advice would be if you don't use lip balm now, don't start. It's too dangerous a road to go down?
It is for a lot of people. Now, some people can be, you know, occasional users and there's no problem, just like any other drug. But for a lot of people, it is a problem, and we're here to help.
You know lip balm's not a drug, right? You're aware of that. You said like any other drug, but you're not talking about lip balm like it is a drug.
It's not like heroin or crack, but you can get addicted.
Lip Balm Anonymous is the site. Kevin C., thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
That was very funny. Thank you.
It's not funny. It's tragic, Kevin.
Let's take Shannon in Huntington Beach on line two, Kevin, because I think Shannon is going to put Ralph and Kevin C. and everybody and Lisa and everybody else who's bought into the hype here. I think Shannon's going to put them in their place. Shannon, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
What's up, Shannon?
Hi.
Have you ever heard anything so stupid in all your life?
This is a very true addiction.
Thank you.
What?
What are you saying, Shannon?
I think it stemmed from my childhood. For Christmas, we'd get the candy canes full of the Lip Smackers with flavors in it.
Yeah.
And now, I have three in my car. I'm driving in my car right now. I've got three. I prefer the soft lips. I have to have it at all times. If I don't, I go crazy. I have to pull over. I have to get it.
Thank you, Shannon.
You know, I always have lip gloss in my purse. Always.
But would you say you're addicted, Lisa?
Well, I do use it every single day.
Would you say you're addicted? What would happen if you didn't use it?
I think I would be very, very... I would go get some if I didn't have any.
Thank you, people.
My very lips funny, would Shannon. Get dry Thank and you. Hurt.
My friend Sarah, she loses her mind if she doesn't have one in her purse at all times. She has to have one.
Let's get a guy's perspective. Give me line six. Let's talk to Brad in San Diego. If you're just joining us, Ralph is trying to get a hoax on the air that lip balm is addictive. Brad, put Ralph in his place, please.
No, Ralph's the man. He's 100% correct.
Thank you, Brad.
What?
I have Carmex. I use it at least 3 times a day. I got one sitting right here in my car.
And you have to use it every day, right?
Yeah, it's not like I like the taste or anything. I mean, as soon as I wake up, after I brush my teeth, I got to put it on. As soon as if I'm swimming or if I get out of the shower, my lips are dry, I put on instantly.
Yeah, you know, when you get out of a shower, your lips are super dry.
This is a real problem. Why do you keep denying it? Why do you keep denying it?
Nothing dries out your lips like a shower.
Why do you deny that this is a real problem, Kevin?
That's actual water on them.
Why do you deny this is a problem?
Because it's stupid.
You know what? The guy that you had on the phone, he's a little crazy. I don't know about this clean and sober stuff. But
thank you.
I think he was exaggerating things for comic effect a little bit. But
because I have no, it's not like I have a problem and I'm ruining my family. You don't need to quit, but yeah, it's addicted. Yeah, I have to have it on 3 times a day.
All right, let
day.
Me ask you this question. Is it possible that it's not the lip balm, but it's that some people have exceptionally dry lips?
Maybe.
I wonder if that's it.
But it's self-perpetuating. They say the more you use this kind of stuff, the more you need it, because when you don't use it, your lips will be drier than if you had never used it. In the first
place. It's like nose spray. When you use nose spray to open up your passages, if you use it all the time, when you stop using it, your nose totally closes.
For like a day.
No, for like a week.
All right.
Brad, thank you for the call. Listen, we do have some of this Ducks lip balm that Ralph was talking about. If you want some.
Good stuff.
Hung up on him. He's gone.
Shoot, call back. I'm sorry, Brad.
I'll never have the pleasure of the citrus lip balm from the Ducks.
All right, we have to take a break. We do have a nurse in a substance abuse program that we're going to talk to next. Also,
you.
Producer Lightning has lined up Dr. Drew,
yes!
who, as you know,
Finally.
Is an expert in this area. He is the be all and end all of all things addiction. We'll continue with Ralph's fantasy about lip balm being addictive right after this in the World Service.
Step number one of the 12 steps of recovery for lip balm addiction. We admit we're powerless over lip balm, that our lives have become unmanageable.
Yes, and I'm putting it on right now.
Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
Mm. Aren't you worried, Ralph, that soon you're not going to be allowed to put on lip balm in public because it's a bad influence on the kids, and Hollywood's not going to allow you to put it in movies anymore because new people might become addicted? I mean, this is a real problem, right?
I'm tired of the snide looks I get from people in public places when I'm putting it on, that's for sure. As if they're judging me with their eyes. I don't need that.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I must agree with Ralph. It's really addictive. I've been using lip balm for 17 years. The first time I tried it, I was up in Big Bear skiing with my family. It was my first time in the mountains. I was 13 years old at the time. I'll never forget my experience. I've been using it on a daily basis ever since then for 17 years. I know it's an addiction because I only could quit because I had to stop using when I joined the Marines. I was 22. They strip you naked. They take everything you own. I had to give up my lip balm. I asked, could I please keep it? That was the first time I talked out of line. So eventually he got broken just by the man, you know, because he was like being in prison, man. You couldn't get a lip balm in there.
I'm going to open a rehab center. I'll make a mint.
Dear Kevin and Bean, oh my God, laugh all you want. I just heard your preview for the show about lip balm addiction. I've been a lip balm junkie for almost 15 years. She never leaves the house. The funny thing is I'm a nurse in a substance abuse program, and I should know better. Come on with that. Let's say good morning to, is it Cindy?
Cindy, yes.
All right, Cindy.
Quite a confessional email you sent to us yesterday. Apparently it's real trouble in your life, huh?
It is, definitely. And I agree with Ralph. It is an addiction. I have had this addiction for 15 years. I stock the stuff. I store the stuff. I tell myself I'm going to quit, and I never do.
Yeah, when you're hoarding it, you know you have an issue. You have trouble with
but
it.
But, again, I'm going to ask this question, Cindy, and I'm glad you wrote, and thank you for coming on the air. But what's the worst thing that could happen if you ran out?
Your lips get a little dry.
Well, your lips get dry, then you become a lip licker.
Yeah.
And I'm running around the house looking for the exact kind. I can't use just any lip balm. I have to use the kind I like. They didn't sell it where I bought it anymore, so I had to go to drugstore.com and buy hordes of it.
Should you be fired as a nurse in a substance abuse program?
No, because I don't tell anybody.
Oh.
Plus, she understands the plight of the addicted, Kevin,
unlike you. Oh, I'm sure she does.
Unlike you hard-hearted bitch.
Right, sure.
So I hear a little bit of shame in your voice, Cindy. This isn't something that's easy for you to come out and say in public, is it?
No, you know what? I have said it, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
Because you're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
No, you're not, Cindy. You're absolutely right, and I'm here to support you. I want you to know. That.
Some man looked at me one day and he goes, I have watched you put that lip balm on 20 times today. What's up with it?
And you questioned,
and I told him,
by the way.
I'm addicted.
I'm addicted. That's right.
I told him about the website and everything.
He said, hi, I'm Cindy, and I'm a lip balm addict.
I'm a lip balm junkie. Yeah.
What about friends and family? What's their response? Did they ever try to get you to cut down?
No, not really. I don't think they really care or realize there's a problem there.
Did you do step number 8, make a list of all the persons you've harmed and become willing to make amends to them all?
No, because I haven't harmed anybody with my lip balm.
That's what I'm saying!
Only myself.
The hell?
Only herself.
No, don't you?
Exactly.
You know what? I agree with Kevin C. There's something in the lip balm. I believe it's the phenol that dries out your lips and makes you keep using it, and there you keep buying the lip balm, and people are making money.
Big lip balm wants you to keep using it. That's
sure.
why.
They put their
drugs in their lip balm so that you get addicted, so that you have to keep buying their products.
It's just like cigarettes.
I'm suing Big Lip Balm.
It's absolutely. Just like cigarettes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure.
It's addictive.
They put ingredients in Cindy. There to get you addicted.
It's just like cigarettes.
Well, listen, Cindy, I'm glad you called, and we're gonna hang up on you, although we're going to give you some complimentary lip balm to take away with you. So we're going to enable you here. But I want you to be listening while you're on hold, because we're going to go to the man next who is the expert on all things addiction. We're going to go to our pal, Dr. Drew, okay? So thank you, Cindy.
Cindy shouldn't be surprised if there's a lip balm intervention waiting for her at home tonight.
That's true.
Dr. Drew?
Now that it's out there, yeah.
Please bring some sanity to this ridiculous conversation.
Well, first, you guys need to take the crack out of your lip balm.
Oh, that's
see?
The problem. There's too much crack
you
in
have
it.
Crack lip balm.
Oh, I see.
The crack Carmex. But, you know, I think that last caller illustrated what I suspect is going on. Though Big Lip Balm may indeed, the man may be trying to get you guys addicted. A, I think the way she describes the fact that you're so used to having that wax on your lips, when you don't, you lick them, and that's what causes the problem.
Right.
So lip lickers are really the issue. The other thing is you have to differentiate between addiction and dependency. Dependency means you have to use something more to get the same effect, and you have a withdrawal when you stop it. And you guys are really arguing about dependency, not addiction, because as you just pointed out, there are no consequences, really. You don't hurt anybody. You don't harm yourself with the use of the lip balm.
How bad are the withdrawals, Drew? I mean, for God's sake, you lick your lips for a couple of days and you're done.
You don't know the pain of lip cracking and bleeding and swelling and chaps. Chapness. You don't know.
I think
awful.
Ralph needs a hobby.
I do, too.
Dr. Dre, you've been doing the Loveline show for 20 years on K-Rock. Has this ever come up on your program before?
Never, but congratulations for cutting new territory and an interesting topic.
Okay, so you would say...
It's not called lip line, Bean. It's called love line. They call about sex and stuff. They're not called about lip gloss.
So if somebody says to you, Dr. Drew, I am addicted and I have a 12-step program.
I would say we need to talk.
Thank you.
Well, I would say yank your license, you quack.
Wait a minute.
You don't give a rat's ass about people, apparently.
You bat Dr. Drew on every decision he's ever made. All of a sudden, he's crazy.
Oh, I use lip balm. Oh, who touched you when you were a child? I know how loud Drew works.
All right, people, you're not addicted. You can all stop it. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Bye now.
Guy's no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's a quack. That's true. That's what he's famous for.
Oh, he's on every freaking talk show. He'll tell it. You know, if I was Oprah, he'd say there were addictions. He'd show up in front of the cameras.
Ralph, just admit it's not an addiction.
It's an addiction.
This has been very funny, and thank you for bringing this lightness to our day.
And I apologize to everyone who's out there who knows the real pain of this addiction. I apologize to the people I work with who are not only ignorant, but hard-hearted as well, and don't care about you and don't love you. I'm sorry.
Ralph does. And to prove it, he's going to give you some lip balm.
Woohoo! Lip balm for everybody.
Hold on.
Must be some sort of joke on Kevin and Bean Day. First, Ralph comes in, tries to pull off the BS on the lip balm addiction. And coming up just after 8, Lisa May is going to try to convince us that the film Dazed and Confused, one of the greatest movies ever made, by the way, not funny. That's what she's going to try to tell us. Not
I have
funny.
A feeling you guys are punking me.
But first, where in the world is Lindsay Lohan?
Well, she sneaks about the world.
All right, there you go. If anyone would know, it's our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com, the world's entertainment website of record. Good morning, Harvey.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Well, it's good to talk to you. You know, it's bizarre. We couldn't get away from Lindsay Lohan. There was a new photo taken of her every 15 minutes for about a month there. And ever since then, she just vanished. She disappeared. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I hate to say it. You're probably never going to have me on again. I'm stumped.
What?
Really?
You don't know?
I'm stumped. I know she's in rehab. And I thought she was in Betty Ford, but she's not. And they've really kept this hidden. And but I know she's in serious rehab because, listen, she is in huge trouble right now.
Right,
I mean, huge trouble.
Isn't she in trouble big enough that rehab's not going to help?
Well, look, there are two things that rehab will do for her. One is hopefully get her better. But the second thing is she's in real trouble in court. And, you know, what the first thing you do when you're in a situation like this is you show the court you're going to try to get better. And if you don't do it, they're going to hammer you. So she's doing what she needs to do to position herself when she goes to trial.
What about all those reports, and I think you had them on your site, quoting the New York Post, saying that she was back at her parents' house in Long Island, but nobody ever got a picture of her there, right?
Nobody got a picture of her, and we actually were there last night, and it looked like Dina Lohan was having a party, which is kind of interesting, you know.
Nice.
Well, given how Dina Lohan is, it's not that surprising.
But yeah, you know, it's true. Yeah. I mean, Mother of the Year.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Harvey, people ask me.
Just do me a favor. You got to back time what we're doing today because we have to talk about Brittany. You are going to love
it. Fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Love this.
No problem. People ask me when I'm out on the street, what does Harvey say about? What does Harvey say about? You want me to say he doesn't know?
You know what? I tried, but within limits because, you know, I heard somebody on TV today saying, well, we have our sources in rehab and they call us from time to time. And it just feels kind of yucky. I mean, I don't want to pry too much with her. I mean, I would like to know where she is only because it kind of tells you whether she's getting serious treatment or not, and it's going to come out anyway. But it's almost getting yucky.
Yeah. Do you think there is something to the Cirque Lodge Rehab Center in Sundance, Utah, as is being widely reported?
It could be. I mean, it could be there. But, you know, I just know. I mean, Blair Burke is her lawyer, mm-hmm. and she's really good, and she knows how serious this is. And she literally has driven Lindsay to rehab before knowing that she needed help. So I know she put her somewhere where nobody can argue, hey, this is just, you know, BS, and she's getting massages and stuff like that.
Is it true that she started this long road, all of it was caused because of lip balm? Is that true?
The gateway drug. This morning.
All right, let's talk about Brittany.
Oh my God, you are going to love this. Is unbelievable. So you heard about the dog? You know that she had this big emergency the other day where she has a little terrier, and she went like driving like crazy with her assistant to this animal hospital in Beverly Hills.
I didn't hear that either.
No.
And she stops her car in the middle of the street, backs up all the traffic, runs the terrier inside, and all of these cars start lining up behind her, and she's just kind of hysterical. And there's really nothing wrong with the dog, from what we understand, but it's just all this drama.
Right.
So anyway, so that happens. Two nights ago. So yesterday, she's in this shopping center near Ventura Boulevard and Coldwater Canyon, and she pulls into a garage, and she doesn't make the turn, and she hits a station wagon in front of her. So she gets out of the car, and because she was going to buy vitamins, she gets out of the car and she says, "I am such a brainiac," and then she wants to see the damage. So right in front of the right in front of the photographers, she bends down, and they're looking up her dress.
Oh, dear God.
Again.
And, I mean, it was like the perfect shot, if you know what I'm saying.
Harvey, yes. Let me ask you this question, because I've seen the video on TMZ.com. How is your photographer there as she's pulling in?
Oh, it's just a big coincidence.
Oh, of course.
Oh, right.
Your
right.
photographer was on the ground and filming as she turned before she hit the car.
Listen, you cannot say that we knew where she was going to squat down. You just can't
Well,
say
no,
that.
But how did you know about she was going to the... Well, how do they tail her? How do they get there first if they're tailing her? That's my question.
You know, it's the trade secrets that we're not talking about. But here's the deal. There were scratches on that station wagon, and she didn't leave a note.
That's what I was wondering. Is usually you hit somebody's car, there's some responsibility. No. Otherwise, it's hit and run.
So we're tracking down the guy whose car it is.
She was.
Of course you are.
She was only concerned about her own car. She never did mention, like, what should I do with the other car or anything like that.
Oh, and, my God. With witnesses.
And Harvey.
You got to look at this shot.
I did.
I'm going to.
But Harvey, at this point, she has to know that she's letting it all hang out for everybody to see. There's no possible way she's surprised again.
We're going to do a gallery on Britney's position.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's amazing.
It's not possible for her not to know.
Impossible. Impossible. She knows what she's doing.
Hey, Harvey, let me ask you this. Maybe it's a theoretical question, but would they ever call a member of the paparazzi to testify as a witness to an accident? For instance, would they be able to put them on the stand, and would they testify against somebody that they were paid to photograph?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Yeah. they could call them to the stand, absolutely.
Because they see it. Like this accident, for instance, there's a half a dozen witnesses standing around. If I'm the person who, you know, owns that car that got hit, if the damage were a little more serious, I would want somebody to speak up on my behalf.
Well, and it's not just that. When you have video, I mean, when you have video of an accident actually occurring, you have to call the person to the stand who shot the video to authenticate that he's the one who shot it.
Right.
And that it's real. So absolutely you would call him to the stand. That happens all the time.
But is that all they're able? I mean, you wouldn't want to tell them any more than that, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know what I would tell them. I mean, it is what it is. She hit a car.
And then the judge would say, how are you on the ground filming before she hit the car? How does that happen?
Let's ask, this is Harvey the Hammer Levitt on the line from TMZ.com. Let's ask one more Britney question since we have you on the phone. Is there anything to all of these reports lately about her trying to get her infant kids' teeth whitened and feeding them soda pop and Doritos and just really just being even if it's possible, a worse mom than Lindsay Lohan's mom?
Well, okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. And this is what I'm hearing from a lot of people involved in this. The problem is this. Brittany does not have a substance abuse problem. It's really who she is.
Oh,
and
no.
she is just kind of this erratic, out there person. And she, you know, and it's actually going to create problems with custody, because I'm told that Kevin Federline is on the verge of going, even though they settled and they divorced, that he may go back into court and make a play for the kids.
To get money.
Yeah, I mean,
Speaking of which, can I change the subject?
Yeah, sure.
You'll love this.
Sure.
Did you see what we put up on Jermaine Jackson yesterday?
No, I didn't see that.
Hilarious. You know this woman that he's married to, Alejandra, he has two kids with her.
Who is this, Michael's brother?
I don't know.
Yes?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, Michael has another brother named Randy, and Alejandra was married to Randy before she was married to Jermaine.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
So she's now saying that he's not stepping up, and she has to borrow money for gas, and she's driving with expired tags in her car because she doesn't have any money. And Jermaine is pleading poverty. So we got hold of these papers that she filed, mm-hmm. and she's saying, you know, he's pleading poverty and saying that his girlfriend has all the money, and his girlfriend just suddenly acquired the Swiss bank account, a Rolls Royce, and a year ago she was working at the cosmetics counter at Bloomingdale's. So basically, she's saying he's money laundering, and he's funneling this money so he doesn't have to step up and pay any kind of support. And
fantastic.
then she said that she's really uncomfortable because Jermaine lets the kids sleep in the same room with him and Jermaine's new girlfriend. Bizarre case. And they're all in court this morning in about an hour, and we're there.
Harvey, there must be some nights where you go home where you can't take a shower hot enough to get all of this celebrity scum off of you.
I'm serious. Harvey loves it. Harvey, were you in bed with Jermaine Jackson and his girlfriend and kid?
But wait a minute. I'm just. These are legal papers, dude.
All right. I'm just saying.
I understand they are.
No, I mean, they're legal papers.
I'm saying you're tied in enough that you know what's going to happen tomorrow. So tell us what's going to happen tomorrow. Harvey?
You know, you made me feel bad now.
No,
I'm just saying, you have to wallow around in stories like this all the time.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, certainly.
All of this stuff that we do, you know, it's stuff that's, you know, most of it's like filed in court or something like that. I can't tell you how many stories we don't do because they do feel yucky. I guess I'm being a little defensive here, aren't I?
Well, you are a little bit. But,
Hey, we love the yucky. Don't get me wrong, Harvey.
Okay,
maybe
so maybe I need a career change.
No.
Talk to somebody else.
Listen, you're doing the right thing. You're a little scary, I have to be honest. It's just... You're tied in a way that no one's ever been tied in before, and I don't know
that
how
is true.
Did you make a deal with the devil?
I didn't.
Oh, all right.
You're doing the Lord's work out there. You really are.
No, it's like night. I feel so bad.
No, don't feel bad. I'm just saying it. I mean, really, how long has entertainment news been done? And then you step up and start TMZ.com, and all of a sudden, you're the person of record.
Yeah, you're not dirty. They're just saying it's got to be hard to see all of the crap that these people get.
I don't make. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up.
No, we know.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
You know what I need? I need Ralph to be Dr. Phil for about 15 minutes with
me. Yeah, you need to sit on a couch and just unload some of that.
Exactly.
Hey, Harvey, let me ask you one more question along those lines. Do you how many big stories do you not tell?
Oh, my God, all the time.
And how do you decide what you're not going to tell?
Because we don't break the law. We don't invade people's privacy. We don't chase people. We don't incite them. And we have this thing that we call the yuck factor. And we really do. And, I mean, there are stories that are shocking. And they're not right. I mean, we're not trying. We're really not saying, ooh, we're going to hurt somebody today. We're really not. We don't do that. It's not what we're about.
Right.
And I'm really serious.
What's the yuck factor? What's the rule?
It could be, it doesn't feel right. And, you know, it's too intrusive. It's a story that's old that you're just resurrecting to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you get video where somebody's getting divorced and you see their kid next to them and they're scared because there's a photographer next to them and you don't put that stuff up.
Right.
Somebody comes to you with documents and you think that they got the documents in a bad way where they didn't have a right to get them and we turn them. I'm telling you, I got something in the Michael Jackson case. One of the most shocking things I've ever seen. And I think the person who came into my office with these documents, I finally realized she stole them from a law office and I threw her out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I never put it up. So, no, I mean, we...
All right, Psycho Mike and I are coming over again today. The last time you made us do this, we cracked you.
No, but we moved, and I'm not telling you the new
address. Oh, damn it.
All right, we are running desperately late. Harvey, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks for all the insight. TMZ.com is the site. Our guest has been Harvey Levin. Talk to you soon, friend.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, Harvey.
KRQFM passing Los Angeles. In fact, on a Tuesday morning, Kat Von D from LA Inc., a spinoff of Miami Inc., coming up in 1 hour from right now. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for us. Come on, Ralph.
Lost an icon.
Uh-oh.
Anchorman Hal Fishman.
No!
Passed away this morning at 3 o'clock a.m. with his family by his side, according to KTLA.
Too bad.
Died at 75 years old. One of the last sort of... Anchorman here in Los Angeles. You know, a guy who's been around forever, sort of meant Los Angeles television to a lot of folks. He'd been there for a long time. But I'll tell you, as horrible as cancer is, he did pass away from colon and liver cancer, apparently. Doctors found the cancer Wednesday after he collapsed in his home, and they took him to the hospital to treat what they thought was a serious infection, and that's when they found the cancer.
No kidding.
Wow.
He had no symptoms?
He had colon cancer, which had spread to his liver. But they didn't even know it until they took him in.
Any pain?
Apparently not.
That's shocking.
That's the way to go.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the hospital on a Wednesday, and a week later, you've passed from a horrible cancer, and you didn't really apparently suffer that much. I mean, obviously, you know, it's horrible, and you do suffer, but
sure.
Some people have long, lingering bouts with this kind of stuff, you know? So,
You know, there are very few people on television that we can't find something to make fun of about Hal Fishman, but he was just the real deal.
He was solid.
I mean, the guy was just solid, yeah.
Yeah. Guy who delivered the news and delivered it well, and even his own when he would do his commentary, when he had his own section, the guy was well thought out, well articulated, just seemed like a good guy. So,
yeah.
L.A. fixture Hal Fishman dead at the age of 75, which is
probably the lip balm that killed him.
Bad news.
Paul Moyer still alive?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's still around.
That's not right.
I don't know who you are, Kevin. You have a few shooters. You're not the same guy when you come back. Let's move on to happier news, shall we?
All right.
I've got tickets to give away to the red carpet premiere of what I think, in my humble opinion, is the funniest movie of the summer. It is called Superbad.
Yes.
Yay!
Can't wait.
From Judd Apatow is the producer of the film. He, of course, gave us 40-Year-Old Virgin, amongst other films. And, of course, one of my favorite TV series of all time, Freaks and Geeks. Speaking of Freaks and Geeks, one of the stars of that show, Seth Rogen, wrote this movie. He also stars in it. And Michael Cera and Jonah Hill star as the two best friends on which the story is surrounding. It is, it's hilarious. It is a classic teen coming-of-age sex comedy like we haven't seen in many, many years. And I guarantee you will enjoy it. If you'd like to go to see Superbad, I've got 5 pairs of passes to the red carpet premiere, which will be Monday, August the 13th at Grauman's Chinese Theater. And then Superbad itself will be in theaters that Friday, August the 17th. So if you'd like to go, first 5 callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. Get a pair of passes to go see Superbad at the Red Carpet World Premiere. Good times.
Sounds funny.
Before I get too deep into showbiz beat and don't have a chance to mention this, I would like to bring up the fact that it is 13 days, 14 hours, 1 minute and 7 seconds until Hayden Panettiere is legal. Let's keep our priorities straight, shall we?
Yeah.
John Travolta is getting weirder.
Uh-oh. Really?
According to the New York Daily News, he's currently filming a movie called Old Dogs with Robin Williams. Oh, can you imagine a comedy with John Travolta and Robin Williams in it at the same time?
That one already sucks. I don't know anything else about it.
Apparently, he has a personal assistant who follows him around just holding an umbrella over him so the sun doesn't hit his skin.
Really?
Yeah.
He should get the Bukkake shield that's so popular in Southern California. Right?
I think he's already got it.
Uh-oh!
So people are speculating he's getting more and more persnickety.
Talking about that sun shield
that's
that
what
seems
I'm talking
to be
about.
So.
Asian women wear.
That's right? What I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're all saying.
David Hasselhoff's in love. What's Hasselhoff?
With his mattress?
Shall we? No. With Michelle Lilly, who is really one of the movers and shakers here in Los Angeles.
It's time to Hassel the Hoff.
Hoff.
According to Star Magazine, Michelle, his new girlfriend, is the owner of a high-end custom key boutique.
That doesn't exist.
It is.
No, it doesn't.
It's a company called Key to My Castle.
Why are you lying to us all day today,
and
Ralph?
They make nothing but special custom keys for their high-end clientele.
Really good keys, I bet.
Oh, they're custom.
Do they make, like, those big, giant, fake keys to the city?
Yes.
Because those don't work. We got that one in Vegas. That didn't work. It didn't do anything for us.
Yeah. They're made out of, like, diamonds and emeralds and stuff. They're special keys.
All right.
Hi, what do you do? Oh, I have a little key store. What? You know, I got a store for keys. You come in, you buy special keys.
It's custom. Yeah,
it's custom keys. They're not just off the rack. These are tailor-made keys for your needs. Really? I need one that opens my door. Can you help me out there?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I can go to, for 99 cents, I can go to Ace Hardware and get one, but no, I'm going to go to Keys to the Castle and pay $400 for a key. Yeah, that's what Hasselhoff's doing.
Excellent.
We may have to. I doubt because of the Hasselhoff connection they've even talked to us, but I'd love to get on somebody from the store to find out how great their keys can be.
Good are those keys.
What do they do? What else can they do besides open a door or maybe close it?
If they don't do more than open it, I'm out.
This reminds me of a bit Letterman used to do years ago when he'd go around New York and find stores that specialized in items that, like, just shades. You go in there and all they have was lampshades.
You have anything else?
Like, can I get a bulb? No. Can I get a lamp? No, we're just shades.
Just shades.
So I guess they're just keys.
All right.
Yeah. Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes.
As if she hasn't been punished enough in that whole captivity movie where that dude had her chained up and was raping her and stuff.
Yeah.
Now she's really going to be in some pain. She's making a movie with Tim Allen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's called The Six Wives of Henry LaFay.
Tim and Santa will play, Claus? Because Tim plays Santa Claus exclusively now.
Tim will play a wacky guy who's got six ex-wives ranging from 25 to 55.
Yeah.
Oh, the chaos that must ensue with that many ex-wives, huh, fellas? You with me?
That's going to be crazy.
Cuthbert plays his never-married daughter. Apparently, she's just off of marriage because she's seen what her father has gone through, so she just cannot get on board with the whole marriage thing.
Right.
Hi, this is Tim Allen. For Kevin?
Uh-oh.
Holy crap. Tim Allen keeps making movies.
And what gets do we to have act to do? With Alicia Cuthbert,
what do we
God's
have
sake.
To do to stop him? What will it take? We have to chain up Omar when this comes out. That's what it is. So that one guy who keeps going to his movies will stop. And
chain him to
his
steering wheel. Not let him out.
Nude. Like Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband.
Why does he have to be nude?
Because he wants to see a movie. It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny when you go to a guy's car and he's naked, chained to his steering wheel.
All right, that's done. Funny. Consider it done.
It's DVD day. New TV.
DVD-A?
No, right, DVD day.
Okay,
sorry.
New DVDs in stores today, including Rome, the complete second season. Kevin hates that show, but
no,
I'm telling you it's good.
So no, I've never seen it. I think I would like it. Out.
Well, then maybe you should get the DVD box
I think
set.
I would like it.
Simpsons season 10 available for you. Just think there's only 8 more box sets to get once you get this one.
And counting.
The Muppet Show season 2. If you were a fan of that show like I was, you can pick that up today as well. And Disturbia. Starring Transformers star Shia LaBeouf and David Morris and Carrie Ann Moss and Sarah Romer, this new girl. Did you see Disturbia?
Yeah.
The girl who plays the next-door neighbor, Sarah Romer?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a number.
Good deal.
You should pick this up on DVD.
Stop it.
If you didn't a chance to catch in theaters, Disturbia available.
Prominently displayed.
What is wrong?
Why won't Mike shut up, by the way?
I don't know.
It's a disease.
he did a commercial for Dirty Jobs Done Dirt Cheap now or whatever, and now he thinks he's a real deal.
Does he think he has his own show and he wonders why we won't shut up so people can hear him?
He's doing his own show in the back of the room. And he's why do these guys keep getting in the way of my microphone? Today's celebrity birthdays. David Duchovny from The X-Files is 47 years old today. Our girlfriend Charlize Theron. Oh, man. I miss her.
I do, too.
We haven't seen or talked to her in too long.
She's the
best. When was the last time? Like, North Country, maybe? Did we talk to her for that on the phone, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
That was probably the last time. Of course, she really hasn't been in a lot of movies since.
No.
She's been kind of laying low. But, yeah, she's just the best. And Garrison Keillor, you know that guy on radio who does that thing about the fictional
dear God,
town?
Is that guy boring?
Lake Wobegon.
It's the best.
Worst radio show on air.
Boring. Well, then why has it been on and popular for 30 years, Ralph?
Because there's people like you, Bean.
Boring. It's a great show.
I was down by the pickle barrel, and that's when Jimmy Joe came along and said, I broke myself a guitar string. And I said, well, this is a pickle barrel. This isn't a string barrel. You'll have to go down to old Lake Wobegon and get yourself a catfish.
I actually heard that episode, actually.
Yeah. Right? Hal Fishman today could do a better radio show than Garrison Keillor does.
That's correct.
On a regular basis. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I feel like this whole day is some kind of a big punked episode.
So do I.
Hey, I agree.
People are getting stuck. They're getting high on lip balm. Hey,
they're not getting high on lip balm. They're addicted to it.
Hey, I don't like Dazed and Confused. Like, that's a possibility.
This is the first time, I think, ever on this show, except for Bean, where everyone disagrees with one person. There's not anyone to back up this other person at all.
Well,
the other office is furious.
That's always the case with Lightning.
Oh, that's true.
On every issue.
All right, except for Lightning and Beam.
Yes, okay.
All right, what I'm saying is it's the first time it's ever happened with Lisa May.
Yes, that's
what
I'm saying.
Okay,
yes, what happened, Lisa?
So
what's wrong with you?
We always talk about movies, and it came up one day that I had never seen Dazed and Confused.
Right.
And everybody said, oh, my God, you have to see that movie.
Because it's a classic.
The best movie ever.
Classic.
So I put it in my Netflix list.
Right.
And I got it on Saturday night. I was so excited. This was the weekend I was going to see the greatest movie ever. So my boyfriend wanted to see it, too, because I told him how much you all love this movie. He came over on Sunday. We had great sex. Then we sat down to watch this movie. I'm in a great mood.
He had never seen it either?
Mm-mm.
What kind of a dude is he, though?
Cool beverages. We're all satisfied. It's a Sunday afternoon. Let's be entertained. We put this movie in. I don't know, 15 minutes in, I turn to him and I say, do you feel like you're just waiting for this movie to get started? Like, nothing's happening here. Half hour later, I said, I hate everybody in this movie. It is so annoying. How can anybody love this movie? An hour in, we got the box to see how much longer this drivel was going to go on.
Let me pause right there. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. You're talking about the Dazed and Confused, the Richard Linklater classic from the 90s? Is that the movie we're still talking about here?
When the movie finally ended, I turned to him and I said, I am so sorry.
Did you get the wrong movie from Netflix?
Parker Posey's in it. Matthew McConaughey's in
it.
That's
Ben Affleck's
in it.
That's it.
The only thing that was fun for me was when picking out people I knew. Adam Goldberg. Oh, there he is. Mila Jovovich. I didn't know she was in that. Okay.
Oh, she's great.
She doesn't say anything. The only thing that was funny was the dude with the beanie and the real long hair, the total stoner guy. He was funny.
Slater, played by Rory Cochrane. Yeah,
he was funny. And then at the very end, when they're all in that park and that one girl falls over and then Parker Posey falls over because it's so funny, I laughed at that. That was it.
That's not enough.
I hated this movie. Everyone in it is annoying. They don't do anything. There's no plot. You don't really get to know any of them. I don't understand.
What were you expecting? You were expecting the greatest movie of all time? It's just a classic pod movie.
Even like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Love that movie. This
but
is
how
nothing
can you,
close
how
to
can
that.
You say there's no plot when you've got the freshmen who are trying to avoid getting the beatdowns from the seniors, when you've got the whole storyline with Pink Floyd, you know, Randall Floyd, who's trying to avoid, you know, signing up, avoiding the drug test so he can play football. You got all that stuff going on. You got all the people who are cruising, all the people who are hooking up, all the people who are trying to buy beer, throw keg parties.
And then all
so
these
much
seniors
stuff.
Inviting freshmen to go with them and do things. That doesn't happen. And then Matthew McConaughey wants this redheaded chick who's really not that cute. They would never hook up. There's all the stuff you go, that just doesn't happen.
What
this
do you mean they would not hook up?
It's
a slice of life from that part of Texas.
That
it's exactly what it was like.
Would never hook up with that girl. Just wouldn't happen.
Oh, God. You're
but
so
how
horrible.
How can you say that never being a really horny guy? You know what I'm saying?
Like, well,
you must never have been a teenager to not appreciate that movie.
Supposedly, he's got the pick of the litter. He can pick anyone.
But he's also a lech. He's also
but he can pick anyone. That girl was not really attractive.
He picks her for that night, but he's going to pick some other girl 3 days from
then. Kind of chunky. It's just, no. No.
That's Marissa Ribisi, by the way, playing that role, the redhead.
Not
Giovanni's sister.
But I hate to interject here real quick, but Lisa, on many occasions, while berating this movie up to this point, has said, when does this happen? When does this happen? When does this happen? And everyone around the room always looks around and goes, well, all the time. I mean, it happened to me five times in my senior year alone.
Exactly.
Especially on the last day of school. Kids who haven't even started school are being chased around by people. They don't even know them.
But if you grew up in a town of 6,000 people, you definitely know who are the 8th grade boys.
Well, I didn't grow up in a town of 6,000 people, I will admit.
Especially since, like, one of the main freshmen, his brother is in the senior class. So everybody knows him because it's this kid's little brother. Sister.
We know that Bean loves High School Musical, right?
So he
just likes things with kids. Okay.
Right. Well,
so forget that for a second.
He's bad at all the rest of us.
But everybody else who's seen this movie, probably the first time they saw it, they were stoned.
Not true.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You don't have
to. Most of the emails I've gotten are, you got to be stoned.
You don't have to be, but it certainly helps.
Well, I think apparently you need to be stoned.
I think that's a very good sell point for
stones need to be thrown at you.
The probability of you being stoned, like if you're stoned the first time you watch this movie, chances are you smoke a lot of weed. And if you're the type of person that does smoke a lot of weed, you will relate to this movie
a lot more
than someone who eats half a pot brownie and goes to the ER.
And goes crazy.
That's true. Then maybe that's part of it.
Dave
but
and Santa
I
Ana.
Hated it.
Good morning, Dave.
Lisa, you need to be fired.
Yes! That's what we're saying. All right, we're going to
How can you not like this movie?
You know what? I think because we love Lisa and we've had some good relationships with her through the years, we're going to give her another chance to watch it. I think she should go home.
Watch it without the boyfriend.
Get high.
I don't do that.
All right, Dave. Thank
Here
you for the
movies
call.
I love. Animal House, Monty Python, Caddyshack, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Airplane. This is Spinal
Dazed and Confused.
Tap.
Dazed and Confused.
Those are
Dazed
great movies. Right.
We have a lot of people on hold that would like to talk
Hairspray.
To you.
Tom from Costa Mesa writes in, how could anyone not like Dazed and Confused? One of the all-time greats. What a tool. She's no longer invited to my threesome with Michelle Trachtenberg. So apparently you've been cut out, Lisa. Sorry.
Wow.
Rudy writes, I recently watched this movie about a month ago, and I am with you. This movie is bad. I think they must have watched it when it came out or near that time, and they have a fond memory, because a few minutes into it, I wanted to turn this off.
Here's what
It
doesn't count if you write an email in support of your own cause, Lisa. If somebody wrote that email to you, that's the only one there is.
Rudy. Dan writes, I thought I was
All
the only
right.
one.
Listen, we need to take a break. There are a lot of people on hold, and...
Yes.
You completely.
And we need to introduce you to Lisa's replacement.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So that's coming up next here on K-Rock. Tell me that this is not funny.
But I really don't like the people I've been talking about helping out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I like people, period. I mean, you guys are okay. I'm just trying to be honest about being a misanthrope.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
Come on, Lisa.
I left at that line.
I want to dance.
One line is not a movie make.
Yeah, but 100 lines in the movie does a movie make. We're talking about
if you use the musical, you'd like it.
No kidding.
Possibly.
Lisa May saw Dazed and Confused for the first time recently and is trying to convince us that it isn't funny. Now, clearly, we don't all agree on anything, but this is one that everybody except for Lisa May can see that she's just wrong.
No question. I started to think maybe I'm getting punked here. Maybe you guys set this whole thing up.
We think we're being punked.
This is a great movie, and then I'm supposed to come in and tell you how awful it is because you know it's awful, and then you turn me around, and then you go, "Ha, we got you."
That's just
Alex,
what did she say?
I can't really look at Lisa right now.
What did she say?
Because I'm really upset.
Hard. Makes your stomach turn.
She looked at me yesterday in all seriousness about a high school movie in the 70s and says, why was there so much pot, and where were the parents?
Where were the parents?
Oh, I want to punch you in the baby.
Every single person, every second of that movie had either a cigarette or a joint in their hand.
It's a high school movie about the story that they're telling.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins, Lisa is so wrong, I wish she could trade places with Hal Fishman. Now, I think that's maybe too much. Maybe Lisa is too old to remember high school, or she was just a tool and she stayed home reading Nancy Drew novels while the rest of the kids were out having fun. At least I know now I can never take anything Lisa says seriously because she's so absolutely wrong. For the record, it's one of my top favorite movies of all time, and I don't smoke pot. Let's take a couple of calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Greg in Riverside. And by the way, Lisa, I told you this yesterday. Quentin Tarantino says it's one of the 12 greatest movies ever made, just so you know. Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, and you also told me Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars. He also gave Prairie Home Companion 4 stars.
Well, Greg, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, what's going on? Lisa, what is your deal? You look past the music that's in the movie, and the guy who wrote in about the whole, you know, partying scene, you obviously missed that in high school. If you can't remember that, going with the music, just showing with your friends.
But see, she didn't ever party like that, and she didn't ever smoke pot. But I don't think you have to enjoy this movie.
No.
I really don't. I think
enjoy the movie.
I've never been out of space either, but I like Star Wars. Here's a clip from the movie.
You said someone's toking some reefer.
No, I may say someone's smelling some pot. You know, it's just an observation.
Oh, an observation, huh? Well, who the hell are you, man? Isaac Newton? Well, guess what, genius? I'm the one smoking marijuana, mother. You got a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Well, why'd you say that, chief? Come on, man. Don't let your mouth write a check your butt can't cash. So I'm blazing with my friends, so I'm a pothead, man. What's it to you, huh? Huh? Oh, what's the matter, out of observations? Why don't you observe how I punch your teeth down your throat?
Why is that funny? He's just a terrible bully. I don't know why that's funny.
Oh, Lisa.
Everyone's had that experience in high school. The bully phenomenon is universal.
You're punking us, right?
McConaughey, by the way.
Yeah, you're punking us.
Yeah,
is
the best line in the
is
whole
God,
movie.
Is God
kind of
in that
feminine
movie.
In that movie.
He's gorgeous.
Jesus.
He's got tight pants and long hair.
The scene by the where he's standing outside the wreck. In fact, I think that's where the line
scene
is.
It's the classic scene.
That's the best.
Yeah.
What the hell is
he's
wrong
standing
with
there, and he's got his hip all tweak like a woman, and I thought he looks so gay.
Okay, can we say,
man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
He's the best. Let's close with
older,
Carla.
They stay the same age.
Yep, that's kind of creepy, by the way. That little laugh.
Creepy.
Kind of creep me out.
It's sexy.
It's not sexy. It's kind of childish. Wow.
Did you know the guys who always hung around high school way after they graduated?
The townies.
Yes.
Creepy.
Don't you get the feeling? Just
hang on. Are you my elderly aunt?
Hang on for 1 second, Carla. Don't you get the feeling? And I get this feeling every once in a while that everybody else is on the same page. Everyone except for me. I'm the only one that doesn't. Does that feel like
it's
that?
It's not going to change my
mind. No, but I'm saying at some point, don't you say, well, what am I missing? I must be missing something if all these other people like
it. You know, once in a while, everybody else is wrong, and one person is right, and they're proven right eventually.
All right.
This won't happen.
This movie's not that old.
Not
Let's
in
see
instance,
in 10,
Lisa.
15 years.
Carla,
when it holds up.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Hi, good morning.
Help us out. Maybe she'll listen coming from a fellow woman. What? Why can't we get through to Lisa how wrong she is on Dazed and Confused?
I think she's a square. She sounds like a square.
I kind of am. Is that so bad?
No, that's fine. I don't smoke pot. I didn't party too much in high school. I'm a theater geek, so I'm with you on the musicals.
That's what I
the
did,
theater.
Too.
Wait a minute.
However,
let's answer these questions as they come. Is that so bad? Yes. Right? We're all agreed on that.
Hello. You guys have seen me with a pot brownie. I'm making the right decision. It's not my choice. I cannot do it. I cannot physically
do
it.
There was nothing funnier in my life.
But
I almost died, Carla.
But I'm going to say again, you don't have to smoke out to enjoy this movie.
No, you don't. You don't at all. I mean, this movie is all about the interaction between these characters. The dialogue is key. I mean, this is Ben Affleck's best role ever. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's just a bully. How great a talent does that take?
Mm.
No. Come on, I mean...
Where's Ashton Kutcher? Seriously, is he in the other
room? The music is amazing in this movie. The cars are just astounding.
The music?
The music was great.
You like the music?
I don't care about cars.
Well,
I don't even know what that means.
Phenomenal.
Lisa,
okay.
You're F.
I think Carla speaks for all of us.
Yes, I do as well. Thank you.
Hey, can I start by saluting my favorite person in the news,
sure.
Florida State Representative Bob Allen. Did you see him on the news yesterday?
No,
I didn't
watch the news as much as you do.
This is my guy who I love, who you will recall. Last month, he is the Republican congressperson in Florida who was arrested for soliciting oral sex from an undercover police officer in a bathroom in a public park, right?
Oh, yes.
So yesterday, the tapes were – he's one of those, you know, one of those guys who, you know, has spent much of his career, you know, campaigning against anti-sex legislation, gay and straight, you know, trying to – crackdown on prostitution, the whole deal, right?
Sure.
So it was ironic and funny that he's the guy who gets busted for it. But yesterday the tapes were revealed from his police interview, and he had a, well, shall we say, a unique defense.
State Representative Bob Allen, the lawmaker voted Representative of the Year by a Florida police association, is now accused of offering $20 to perform a sex act on an undercover cop in a park bathroom. He's now telling Florida detectives it's all a huge misunderstanding.
This is something that, you know, this is my life on the line.
What you're hearing is Allen's taped police interrogation. He tells the officers he walked into that park bathroom not for sex,
no,
but because he was afraid of the undercover cop, who was black.
So his story is that he's in the bathroom and the undercover cop, and by the way, I don't approve of these sting operations that the police have anyway, but his undercover cop says, hey, dude, can you help me out? I'm trying to make $20. That's what the police officer, the undercover police officer says, which, by the way, is just... It's just leading a guy into a trap. It's crazy, I think.
That's what happened. I agree, yeah.
Well, that's what the police say happened. Oh. And then the guy came back and said, well, I'll give... By the way, forget the gay thing, forget the black thing. Here's a bad negotiator. Officer says, I'm trying to earn $20. The guy says, I'll give you $20 and I'll do you. Now, how lame a negotiator is he?
He folded quick.
He sure did. So he'll go on to say, and you'll hear it a little bit more of this story, he'll go on to say that the reason he did it is because the undercover guy was black and he was afraid that he was going to get beat up if he didn't do it. If he didn't come up with whatever it is the cop was looking for,
sure,
he was going to get beat up because you know how those blacks are.
Sure. There's a black guy, there's another black guy driving in the park that, you know.
Later, Allen adds,
I'm about to be a statistic here.
Allen says he was so intimidated he would have said anything, including offering to pay sex with a stranger. A defense not exactly winning praise from civil rights attorney Richard Ugolo.
I'm just going to say before we hear from Richard Ugolo that that doesn't occur to me as a way to get out of getting beat up is, okay, I'll pay you and I'll have sex with you. Never does that come to my mind as a way to avoid getting mugged.
Oh, those blacks.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course.
In this day and age, for somebody to suggest that they committed a crime because they saw a black person is just unbelievable and unimaginable.
So he's going to go into court and they're going to say, Representative, why did you solicit for sex in a men's restroom? And he's going to say, well, I had to. The dude was black. What else was I supposed to do? That's his defense, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
He, by the way, says that he believes he will be acquitted, and he plans to continue his life in politics, and his next move is to run for the state Senate.
Really?
That's what the guy's saying. Yep.
Very optimistic.
Yep. My fantastic. God. Anyway, that's the story of the day. That's the Kevin Amede Citizen of the Week, as far as I'm concerned. Florida State Representative Bob Allen.
Wow, that's our government at work right there.
Good job. Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? There, he was a black guy.
Drop to your knees.
I had to drop to my knees.
That's what I do.
Because he would have beat me up. You didn't see him, man. He was a stocky black guy. He could have hurt me.
But he didn't ask you. No, I know. I just thought I had to.
It's Lightning's excuse for buying pirated DVDs, remember?
That's right.
What was
You're
I supposed
right.
to do? He was black. I had no choice.
He's a black guy. I had to buy Pirates of the Caribbean.
Maybe we should just put this out there right now. He's a black guy doesn't work.
It's not much of a defense.
Because it's stupid. Wow, that's great.
You know, there are ways that public officials can favor sympathy and forgiveness instances like this.
Is that a way?
That's not one of them. No,
not a way.
You come out and you say, wow, was I wrong? Wow, did I? Well, you don't say, wow, did I blow it in this case?
No.
Asking for it. But my mistake, and I've learned my lesson, and I'm willing to face the music, and that won't happen again, and please forgive me. Those are the sorts of things that help, not... Look at the guy, man. He's a Negro. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but if you're out there leading the push against this kind of thing and you're trying to pass laws and all that, really, there's not even any, I blew it, I'm a bad guy.
You just can't admit it.
There's nothing you can say.
But that's better than this, though.
Well, of course it is. Anything's better than this. What an idiot.
I tripped and fell to my knees.
Right. There was a little rise in the step, and I just kicked it with my foot. Next thing I knew, it was happening.
I just slid right in front of him.
I don't know. I never had that happen before.
The undercover police officer, by the way, was in a stall, and the representative peeked over the top of the stall twice before he started talking to him.
No.
Wow.
So that's why the cop kind of threw out there, hey, I'm looking to make some money, because this guy was obviously already checking him out, you know?
That's barely entrapment, by the way. I know. Come on.
God.
And the representative walked into the stall.
It's not as though he went in there with nothing on his mind.
Right. He wasn't there to pee, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're a man, I mean, let's us three guys speak on this right now. If you're the guy in the stall and you're not looking for action, and a guy peeks over the top to check you out,
you're out in 1 second.
No, if you don't drill that guy in the face, that's essentially saying, I want some action.
Especially if you're a black man.
Of course.
Apparently so, yeah.
Punch him, man.
I don't want to be another statistic. That,
by the way, that's why I don't do Kevin's bathroom interviews anymore, right there.
That's probably wise.
Black guys. Yes.
You're lucky you got away.
They come in, I got to drop to my knees. And I'm not into that. I'm not into it.
He's a black guy, isn't he?
Black is the night itself.
Good times. Oh, she'd be so pretty if it weren't for all the tattoos. Look at her. What a shame.
Oh, she's not sexy to me.
Don't even bring him up.
Sexy. What a waste.
Don't even bring him
up. Such a pretty lady.
Don't even bring the King Mexico into this.
Kat Von D from LA Inc. premiering tonight on TLC. You know her from Miami Inc. Now she's back home in Los Angeles. We'll talk to her coming up after the news at 9. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, KRQ, FM passing Los Angeles. Ralph, what are you talking about?
Couldn't help but listen to you guys talk about that dude with the undercover cop.
Oh, yeah.
That black guy.
What was he supposed to do? The guy was black.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Not his fault.
A lot of guys have had experiences like that that I didn't know about. Rush Hour 3 director Brett Ratner reveals this month in the edition of The Advocate magazine that his first experience in oral sex was with a transvestite.
Is that receiving or?
I'm guessing it's receiving. According to Brett, he thought he was spending time with a female.
Uh-huh.
Who turned out to be a member of the opposite sex in drag. He added he believes it happens to lots of heterosexuals.
I back him on that.
We need to
back him on that. You think it happens to lots of heterosexuals?
I don't know.
If you can't pick a tranny out of a lineup,
look,
especially
I'm
when you're close up, you're a loser.
If it gets to be closing time at the bar, last call, and there's a reasonably attractive tranny that you're and you're drunk and you get home and you don't find out till you get to the point of business that it's a man.
Apparently,
you
might as well just, after the point
you might
of business.
As well just follow through.
And you did this when?
I'm just saying.
You might as well just follow through.
As long as you're pitching,
you know
as long as you're pitching, it's like, look, you earned this.
All right, we'll have a call in of you thought you were with a woman, and we'll see. We'll see.
Look, listen, crying game. It doesn't work that way because the average tranny, uptight and up close.
Yeah.
You got the Adam's apple staring you in the face. You're seeing that 5 o'clock shadow around 2 o'clock in the morning at the bars. You see the giant man hands.
I understand.
You see the big veins popping on the forearms.
But if your brain's a little lubricated and you might not be made the best decision maker, it's a dark cloud.
Wow.
You don't find out until you get home.
Thank God you sobered up, because I can only imagine how much you must have had partied and drank in order to get to that level. I've never been that drunk. Not enough Jack Daniels in Tennessee to get me past that level.
I'm saying by the time he gets to that point, you're already ready to sign on the dotted line. It's too late for him.
It's not too late.
You guys realize that what's going on here is that Mike is now at the point where he is trying to justify having sex with men as not being gay.
I know.
You know what I recognize when I'm back in my house and I recognize she's a man if I'm that loaded? At that point, you know what? It's time for you to go. Here's money for a cab.
I'm pulling the ripcord right then.
Exactly.
You better be pulling. Yeah, exactly.
I hit the eject button right then. There's no going through with it.
Oh, well, that's you guys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's you heterosexual men.
Yes, it is.
Not me. I'm going for it if I'm with a transsexual.
Because I've already paid, and it's late.
I can't go back out and try to find someone else.
Jiminy Cricket.
Too late.
Justin Timberlake, speaking of is apparently buying his girlfriend Jessica Biel a ring.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Life and Style Weekly magazine reports that Justin feels Jess is his dream girl. Yeah.
Everyone feels that way about Jessica.
And wants to show his love for her, and so they may be taking the next step.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
I know HBO is advertising this upcoming Justin Timberlake live concert every 15 seconds.
It's going to be life-changing, apparently, according to the ads.
Who's all that excited about seeing a Justin Timberlake concert? Doesn't it seem to you like it's
barking
up the wrong tree?
No, Bean. It's Future Sex Love Song Show.
Is it all chicks?
Yes.
It's got to be. I mean, you think about those kinds of concerts, and every once in a while an artist will come along, and you go, wow, that looks like it's going to be really cool. I'd like to see that. You know what I mean? But the Justin Timberlake, every time he comes on, I think, who's going to tune in to watch a Justin Timberlake concert on TV?
But they're treating it like it's U2, and they've been
gone
for 20 years, and it's a reunion or something. And they show him talking about, yeah, a lot of people ignore the band, man. They're in the background, but not me. I feature the band. I introduce them. I put lights on them.
Oh, he doesn't say that.
Wow, you really are changing the face of popular music, Justin, by introducing your band on stage. You shut up and go add up some numbers, you accountant-looking mother effer.
So if I tune in, I can enjoy watching spotlights on guys that aren't even Justin Timberlake?
Yes. This guy plays keyboard. Look at him now. I'm Justin Timberlake. Good night. Future Six.
Yeah!
Justin Timberlake is the Chris Angel of musicians.
Music.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. I think he's talented. I think his records are fine. But who gets this excited about his live show on HBO?
HBO does, because they want you to watch.
He's a homo.
Congratulations to our pal Carson Daly. News is he just extended his contract with NBC and will continue to do his late night show for another 2 years.
He's a fan. Oh,
no, he's not. Come on.
Stop it.
I'm Carson Daly, and I'm a massive tool.
That's another 2 years of entertainment for guys who've done way too much blow out at the clubs and just can't get to sleep.
What time is that? 1:30?
Congratulations to those people. They get to enjoy more Carson.
Yeah, they got something.
Who's staying up at 1:30, really?
And if you are up at 1:30, who's not watching one of those infomercials and buying something?
Or Skinemax watching, sort of G-rated porn without actual insertion shots. You know what I'm saying?
Or banging a transvestite.
Yeah, right. I heard your psycho mic. You're saying, well, you're here.
I guess I'll follow through.
Just keep the wig on. That's all I ask.
Don't unwig.
This show is just horrible on every level. We've discovered so many disturbing things about our...
Oh, we just hate each other.
Our castmates. Sad news. Besides psycho mic.
Going
Hummers from trannies. Al Fishman passed away today. The longtime staple of Los Angeles television news died at 75 years old this morning. He was hospitalized just last week, was going to be treated for an infection when doctors discovered he had colon cancer, which had spread to his liver.
Wow.
So everything went downhill very quickly.
In 1 week?
Yeah, 1 week.
Wow.
But he had been manning the KTLA 10 p.m. newscast since 1975.
Jeez.
Wow.
How about that?
Mike, Hal Fishman shows up in a wig. You still go through with it?
How good's the wig?
Wait a minute. Al Fishman always showed up in a wig.
That's right.
Today's Tuesday. New DVDs on shelves today. Oh, that's not funny. The guy just passed away.
A little too soon. Maybe tragedy plus time.
Couldn't help it. It's just sitting there. I'm at T-ball practice, and it's right up there. I got to swing. New DVDs in stores today. Simpsons Season 10 available for your enjoyment. The Muppet Show Season 2. Rome, the second season, also available.
I have a question. Yes. Kevin, was The Simpsons movie one of the 10 best movies you've ever seen in your life?
I don't think so.
But it was really,
really
good.
Wow.
Something you went to this week that isn't in your top 10 of all time.
Kevin,
that's a surprise to me.
Discretion. It's very odd. TMNT, also available on DVD today. That's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
the new one.
All right, whatever.
Is available today. The Hills. With Lauren C. and Jason Waller.
Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Complete second season available.
Just the hills.
Disturbia. One of my favorite movies of this year with Shia LaBeouf, Sarah Romer, and David Morse. David Morse is scary as hell in this movie. It's available on DVD today. As is Flash Gordon.
Flash! Ah! He'll save every one of us!
That's available today as well.
Awkward.
What the hell?
New Flash Gordon on Sci-Fi Channel this week.
Okay, great.
Don't make me call Roland, because I'll have him on the phone. He will beat you down. Today's celebrity birthday is Charlize Theron. How much do we love her? Oscar-winning actress.
A lot.
Smoking hot babe. An all-around good broad. She's 32 years old today. David Duchovny turns 47 years old. And that's it.
Okay.
No, Wayne Knight. Wayne Knight from Newman. I knew there was one more. Wayne Knight, who played Newman on Seinfeld. Very, very funny actor. He's 52. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think we've all fallen very deeply in love with our next guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the star of L.A. Inc., premiering tonight at 10 o'clock on TLC. Please welcome the great Kat Von D to the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. You know, it's funny because we have Kat Corbett who comes in after us at 10 o'clock every morning, and she sounds just like you sound right now, Kat.
That's so
except
funny.
You may sound worse, if that's possible.
Worse meaning better.
Yeah.
Meaning better, right.
Yeah. You were out late last night, huh?
Yeah, we had like the premiere party last night, mm-hmm. and so it was definitely a party. I mean, you're lucky I even have a voice.
Are
right
you now.
Now
cursing the moment that you agreed to come on our show today?
No. I look very forward.
Just checking.
To it.
Now, Kat is a famous tattoo artist, and we'll talk about her shop and talk about the show. But I want to make sure I understand something here, because all the commercials that I've been seeing, including, by the way, you 30 feet tall in a movie theater up on the screen in front of me, which is bizarre. No. You talk about how you're coming back to L.A. What is your history? You used to live here?
No, you know what? I mean, honestly, I've always lived here. I love L.A. There's no other place I'll ever live. They just used to fly me out to Miami to do the show. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in order just to explain it on TV to the rest of the folks, we just say, I'm coming back.
So. Okay. Okay. How long did you work in Miami at the Miami Ink Place?
Oh, man. I think it was two seasons, so it was a good stretch. Like, the last season was, like, 39 episodes or something.
Was it really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
it
my
was,
God.
And it takes a week for one-hour episodes, so it was
oh
39 weeks.
Oh, my God. Dude.
You know what's funny about that? Maybe we just have bad luck. Bean and I have been to Miami, I don't know, 10 times. Every time we go there, we go to Miami Ink, and it's always closed.
Really? Maybe they're
always.
Filming.
No, oh. No one there. Closed.
Wow.
Maybe it's just us.
I mean,
maybe they
it
see
open
us coming.
At midnight? It open?
I don't know.
It was
no
bizarre.
Clue.
Okay. All right.
Was it the traveling? You said, why fly to Miami to film a TV show about tattooing when I live in Los Angeles and I can just open up a place here?
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, and I'm not dissing on like Miami or anything, but LA has so much to offer, more so as far as like, you know, like the music scene, mm-hmm. like the art scene, the tattoos, you know, there's just a lot more people getting like bigger tattoos, cooler tattoos and there are in Miami, so.
How do you start?
I started the hard way, so I'm not the best, you know, to ask. But
what does that mean?
What's the hard way mean?
Well, you know, most people go through like a traditional apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. I was like 14 years old and tattooing out of my house with like some homemade like rig.
Dude, was,
like,
you gotta come over. I'll tattoo you tonight. All right,
yeah,
fantastic.
It was like
what
that.
Was the first one that you ever did?
I did a misfit skull on this dude's arm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And did it come out all right?
Yeah, I mean, the art was
Were
there.
You always a decent artist?
Yeah, I've been drawing since I was a kid, yeah. So that's why my friend's like, yeah, you should tattoo me, and I did it, and I was stoked on it.
What is it about tattoos that attracted you as a real young person?
I don't know, I've always been artistically inclined, and I think it was just punk rock music, you know, like mm-hmm. listening to music yeah. and, you know, having
kind of goes hand in hand with that scene.
And all that yeah, looking at all that stuff. I mean, tattoos and music, they go hand in hand, so.
Yeah. And how did you end up tattooing the, you know, Steve-O and then Guns N' Roses and Mars Volta and people like that? Did just through reputation, you do one good tattoo and somebody sees and says, hey, where'd you get that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, like the best advertising is like word of mouth. I think when you see a tattoo in person, it's so much radder than it is on, you know, the screen or in a picture, you know. So, I don't know. I think I just started tattooing certain musicians and then they show their friends and their friends' friends. And
who'd yeah. you start with? Who was your first musician that you did?
I did the original, let's see, the original drummer of the Misfits from like 77 to 82. So, and that was cool because, it, you know, it was like my first tattoo was a Misfits skull.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there going like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I'm like, can you tattoo me?
Which tattoo that you've put on a celebrity are you proudest of? The one you think came out the best?
Oh man, I don't know. I've done like, I don't know. I don't know.
I've done thousands.
Yeah, I've tattooed so many people. So,
hey, I see you did Eve. Did you do that tattoo on her boob?
No. I did not do that.
Because I wanted to do that one.
She did that one when she was on the East Coast, I think. But no, I tattooed her lower back, and then I tattooed one on her stomach, and it'll air on the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's,
oh, oh, it's for the show, yeah. How many tattoos do you have?
Far too many. They just all turn into one huge
yeah, you
one.
Can't even count
you can't
that,
stop,
right?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This just hurts. I hate getting tattooed. I love having them, but it sucks getting tattooed.
Wait a minute.
That's interesting.
You hate getting tattooed.
Yeah, it hurts.
But
and you
see,
get,
that's weird because when we've talked to people, and we've had this conversation on the show before that nobody gets just one. Once you start down that road, you're going to get more. And some people suggest that they get addicted to the rush of the feeling of getting the
no,
tattoo. But it sounds like you hate that
addiction.
Part.
No, it's not physical. I mean, you do get like adrenaline and all that good stuff, but it's more of like, you know, it's not that bad. You know, you can handle it. Your body can handle it. So
right.
You see designs, you're like, ooh, I want to get that tattooed. And you see how easy it is. But once you get like all the easy parts out of the way, it just gets gnarly.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
The more painful areas.
Yeah, sure.
For folks who never saw you on Miami Ink, and again, we're talking to Kat Van Dee. Her show is LA Ink, premiering tonight at 10 on TLC. Why does it take a week to film an hour? I mean, what's complicated about a show like watching somebody get a tattoo?
We're just far too overproduced. I don't know. No, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the behind the scenes, you know, all the interviews, like people walking in, like they have to shoot like every sequence of every movement we make. So And then, it's more of a documentary than like a reality show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
is yours the same way?
It's shot a little bit differently, so it's pretty rare. I think it's really cool.
How many have you done? It debuts tonight. How many have you finished?
Well, I think it's like we're going to start off with 13 episodes, and we filmed already 4. So.
Oh, fantastic.
We're still trucking.
And let me ask you this, because I know we have information on a casting call. It seems to me like you'd be turning away people. You have so much success and such a name brand. So why are you looking for new people to
well,
come?
I mean, you know, like the production and the network, they're constantly like casting for people, you know, and like, you know, you go in there and you tell them what tattoo you want to get and why. And, you know, they just...
they try to find interesting people.
Yeah, they screen stories. People, basically. But, I mean, you know, all the celebrities and musicians are... that you're going to see on the show, those are just pretty much my friends or people I've already tattooed for the most part.
Right.
Have you ever tried to talk anyone out of a tattoo because you
all
thought it was
time.
A bad idea or something
the
they'd regret?
All the time. Yeah, I mean, we just did that on the show the other day. It was like this chick was getting like her first tattoo for some dude who's been in Norway for like 2 months.
Oh, good God.
And like she was getting like Thor's hammer, which is like this total right. Viking. Like, and I'm just like, oh, rad, I love Vikings. You know, it's like metal. And like this little blonde chick. And I was like, man, I don't think you should get that. You know, it's like this dude is probably, you know, banging some chick in Norway.
Right now,
like,
as
yeah,
we speak.
Yeah, as we speak. And you're getting this tattoo. And she was like, oh, really, really? And then finally.
Do they ever listen?
Yeah, most of the time they do.
They do.
This broad didn't.
Is getting someone's name the biggest mistake that people make?
I guess. I think people read way too much into it. Like, I have, like, over 10 dudes' names on me, and I love them. I love it, because it's, like, little landmarks in time. You know, I don't regret any of them. But, I mean, some people will, like, date somebody for 2 weeks and then get their neck tattooed with,
right.
like, their boyfriend's misspelled name. That's, you know, kind of dumb, I think.
Yeah, that's a little bush, right. All right, let me give out the information for the casting call,
sure.
And then we're going to take a break and come back and talk more with Kat about tattoos and introduce you to your new boyfriend, Dave, because you haven't met him yet and you'll love him. This Saturday from noon till 5, if it sounds like you'd like to be a part of this TV show, they're looking for folks who are 18 and up, preferably 18 to 30, looking for guys and gals, and it's at the Saddle Ranch Chop House, 8371 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. What is that place, the Saddle Ranch Chop House?
It's, I don't know, but on the weekends there's always girls puking outside.
Okay, good, ideal.
Be a bar.
Fantastic.
And that's Saturday from noon till 5. Here's a phone number, 323-656-2007. 323-656-2007. That's Saturday for the audition. The show debuts tonight on TLC at 10 o'clock. And we'll take a break and come back with Kat Von D after this on K-Rock. We're going to take your calls in a few minutes for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew. Call on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. In the meantime, I think our guest, Kat Von D from LA Inc., premiering tonight at 10 on TLC, I think she needs some sort of intervention or something.
Why?
I think she had troubles here today.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like the thing with the deal.
No, don't talk about that. Don't talk about
no,
that.
No, I just got a text message from this dude, and it was just like completely like not. Can I
run a name by you?
No.
Because it's we're guessing.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, are we trying to guess who the boyfriend is that just broke up with her by text message?
No, that's mean.
Is that what we're guessing?
No, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened. I mean, that didn't happen. That's not
right.
what I'm saying at all.
Okay,
who are we guessing?
Is that what you're guessing?
We were guessing.
Are you guys Googling
stuff? No, we were just guessing.
I swear to God, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at you. What you kind of gave away a little bit of hint. You said
under your breath, you said something.
No, because you asked who it was, and I didn't want to say.
And you didn't want to say. So I'm sitting over.
But you did say a few things.
We're trying to deduce who it is.
Or that he does stupid stuff.
Yes.
Well, he's clearly Bam Margera.
Like right
no,
there.
It's not.
No.
Bam,
it's Steve-O.
No. No. Never. I'm just kidding. No.
It's Gary Busey.
No.
Okay.
Listen, Kat Von D is here.
Before we go on, would you tell us if we guessed correctly?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. All right, Steve-O.
All right, is it Jared Leto? Is it Jared Leto?
No, I just had two of them, but no.
All right.
Okay. Kat is here, by the way. Again, the show LA Inc. tonight at 10. It's a spinoff of Miami Inc., and I'll give out the casting call info at the end of the segment here for people who called and wrote and said,
she just
hey,
called us dicks, by the way.
I know she did. Bring in Dave, the King of Mexico, while we're talking about dicks. Have the King step in here, because the King needs to have some words with our friend Kat here. And Kat, by the way, for those
don't
who have
over,
not...
Right next to her, right over there on that
right
mic.
Right
on the microphone next to her.
Did somebody order Mexican?
On the microphone next to her.
Not those not who have not been mic. Lucky enough to see the TV commercials or the billboards,
what?
Kat is a, I think we would all agree, a beautiful young woman.
Oh, yeah.
Very
you.
Sexy, very hot. And we wanted to bring the King in because the King... Well, King, what are you thinking as you're out there listening to our guest?
I don't have that microphone on. Well, then I'm going
to
scream.
I want you to talk on the mic I have on, which is right next to her. Thank you.
Steve doesn't even want to stand next to her.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's the problem here, Dave? She's a beautiful young woman.
Well, she would
be. And single as of about 3 minutes ago.
Well, she would have been single.
Because she moved on. All right.
She would be beautiful if she wasn't covered in ink.
Oh.
Boo. Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
but wait a
thank
minute.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Look, these guys always say that.
I know, babe. I know. They prepped me already. But and that's cool. I mean, it's like everybody has their own opinion. You know?
Yeah, thank you.
But here's our thing. How can you tell me that you would not have sex with Angelina Jolie? Like, okay. She's fine.
There you go.
Oh, no. Tattoos are not tattoos.
No. Wow.
What?
Tattoos or no tattoos? She's
you're
she's
crazy,
not ugly.
Dude.
She's fugly. There.
All right, you get
oh
out.
Oh my God, you're
yeah.
crazy.
No, but
you get out.
Please stop ruining girls in Los Angeles.
Oh, so,
Dave.
Wow.
In God's name.
Please don't have any kids.
Like, there's a chance of that.
Man, and I was going to make out with this guy?
Yeah, she was saying, I'm going to make out with him. And I was like, yeah, he'll never do that.
Yeah, you're right.
And
he doesn't know what that's like.
Shirt, and I was like totally down for the brown. And
not anymore. You made a mistake.
Oh,
so, Dave, who's the name a celebrity that you love except for the fact they have a tattoo? One of your little girls that you are just brokenhearted about because she got inked.
I mean, they all have tattoos. Come on, Alyssa Milano, pretty much, yeah. Britney, Christina Aguilera, everybody. Who does not have a tattoo?
Yeah, I think it was Christina who ruined it for me. Like,
really?
Yeah,
she's still gorgeous.
I love Christina, and then she started getting all tatted up. I was like, that's it, I'm out.
I don't know anyone in my life.
I think something happened to him. It was a stripper.
Yep.
It was
he got touched by a tattoo artist.
He fell in love with, and she broke his heart at the tender
something.
Age.
That's what something happened. When he was like four.
Yeah.
Mr. Cartoon raped him.
Oh, baby.
So if you had a shot at Christina, you'd say no because of the tattoos.
I would have to cover it up.
I would
lot.
Like to say that
wow.
you wouldn't say no to anyone.
Do you?
I would.
For any
I
reason.
Have. I have.
Damn it,
yeah,
walk
I'm
out.
Mr. Picky. I say
I'm
no
not picky,
to chicks.
It's just that it's not my preference.
All right,
that's
get
not
out.
Cool.
So what if it's not your preference? If you're a guy and she's a girl, that wins.
Dave, you understand that they get a tattoo, they don't get their vaginas people? Taken away. You understand that, right? They're still girls.
Look, granted, if there's one little tattoo, then no, it's not that big of a deal. But when they're all covered and, you know, tatted up and sleeved and...
See, I feel like
that's where
how old are
I draw
you?
The line.
How old are you?
20s?
20. In your 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like you're my dad's generation because a
what?
Lot... No, because a lot of people no. used to look at people who were tatted up and think bad element.
Right.
But well, I'm not thinking bad element.
But that's
no.
so a different time.
No, I just don't like
I mean,
it
you
on
know,
the
it's
female
your preference.
Body.
Like if you,
exactly.
if you like blondes or brunettes,
exactly.
you know, the same deal, yeah.
Like the skin clean.
But my skin is clean.
Yes,
wow,
is.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
You know what I mean. But see, she's a rat chick who's
she's
who gets
totally
it.
Rad. That's what
she
I'm...
gets it, and you guys keep piling on.
All right, get out.
You know, I bet. No, if me and you were to go on a date, hang out, drink some tequila, and like party and just whatever, I bet you like you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
I agree.
Not me.
He'd
want
it.
Not just me. I'm just saying like, with a girl who has tattoos.
I'm saying with
yeah,
you.
He would want it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh,
I
the
don't
poor
think
guy
so.
Can't help it. He's Mexican.
All right, Dave. You got to step out.
Hey,
listen,
I'm Mexican too, so just let you know.
L.A. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And she's a real Mexican, born in Mexico and everything, Dave. L.A. Inc. is the show.
Jesus, Dave.
Dave.
Wait a minute. We
tonight,
call him.
We call Dave the king of Mexico because he flunked Spanish in high school 4 years. His
wow,
parents speak
genius.
Spanish, and he doesn't speak a word.
Oh, that's
so we call
that's
him the king of Mexico.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Right. The show airs tonight at 10 o'clock on TLC. What will we see on tonight's premiere episode, Kat? What are you going to be doing?
Man, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. But it's probably going to be like, you know, me recruiting the new team because it's going to be all girls and one guy instead of, you know, all guys and one girl.
Okay.
So
you have to hire a whole staff and you put it together and that whole
and
thing.
And I'm building the shop out. So, I mean, we won't even, I'll be tattooing out of like, you know, going to people's
back
houses
of a van.
And stuff. Yeah.
Hey, where is the shop for people that want to come down and get a tattoo? I know right now you're only open at night, but where's the shop?
Well, on the weekends we're open at night because we're filming during the day, but on the weekends we're open every day. Sorry.
Okay, where is it?
It's on Fountain and La Brea.
Fountain and La Brea. Okay, fantastic. And here's the info again on the casting call. If you want to be part of the show, you're looking for a rad tattoo. You're 18 and up, guys and girls both. Saddle Ranch Chop House, 8371 Sunset Boulevard. It's in West Hollywood. It's 323-656-2007. Or you can call us here at K-Rock and force Dave to give you the correct information if you want to join it. Kat, you are a delight. I'm glad you came by today.
So
best
rad.
Of luck with
Thank
the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very
good
much.
To meet you. We need this entire show to be erased from my memory. We really
aren't
do.
Aren't I good, guys? I did one thing right, and then I screwed up three more things.
I hate Ralph for making up the lip balm thing. I hate Lisa for making up the Dazed and Confused thing. What's wrong with everybody I work with today?
All right, let's do this.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. You give us a call, get in the air, get a prize. It's a good one today. 50 free songs from iTunes. That's what you get. Where do you want to start today? We got some good calls here.
Well, let's start with Matt in Corona. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa, everybody, Ralph.
Hi, Matt.
Except for Dave. What's wrong with you, Dave?
That's what we're saying.
What is wrong with Dave?
What is wrong with Dave?
I'm sorry, Kat is the most gorgeous woman, and usually I'm not a fan of people using their body as a ginormous canvas, but she pulls it off quite nicely.
She's stunning.
She's way hot.
She does. She pulls it off, and she's got a great personality, and you'd be lucky to have her, but let's forget about our guest Kat for a moment. Angelina Jolie, Dave says he wouldn't have sex with because of the tattoos.
Look, she's not ugly. She's fugly.
Listen. People like Dave turn down everyone because they don't actually have that option.
That's true.
He's never going to have to make a
if
choice.
You have no chance of having sex with anyone, it's easy to reject everyone.
That's the point. Yes.
I would say, Dave, I'm wondering, maybe are you gay? But, you know, maybe not. I think you're alien because how do you not? What's wrong with you?
Actually, I'm both. I'm gaylian.
Thank you, Matt. I was with you right till the laugh. All right.
What happens to Dave if TV's Veronica Mars, Kristen Bell, gets a tattoo? Then what happens to his world?
Oh, then forget it. I'm not interested.
Please.
I won't have sex with her.
Please. All right. Let's go to Lisa in Northridge. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you do?
What it do, baby? What it do, nephew and baby?
Hey, hi, Lisa.
What's going on?
Hey, Lisa, normally I agree with you on everything, and like, I think you're really awesome, and I think it's really lame that girl called you like a square earlier.
This is so exciting. I wish I cared. That was not me. That was recorded.
No, that was you.
That was you.
Yeah, but not about Lisa.
Yeah, she called you a square because you didn't like Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I know.
But I think you need to get it through your head that it's an awesome movie. It's so funny.
Yes.
Dirt or not, I think you can appreciate it.
Give it another try.
I get that the vast majority of people love this movie with passion, but I have gotten a lot of emails from people who agree with
me.
They're a minority, but they're out there and they're afraid to speak up, so I'm speaking
they're
to them.
They're afraid to speak. This is a big
they
issue.
Afraid.
They're afraid to speak
they're
up.
At least it's the Rosa Parks of people who don't like Dazed and Confused now.
Look at the hate I'm getting. They're afraid.
What kind of sense of humor do you have if you don't think it's funny? I listed
tons of movies that I like, Lisa, including Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
She does like other funny movies.
This one just didn't strike me.
Yeah.
So you just don't like it. That's it.
I just don't like it.
I think
part
of the problem, and we were talking about this off the air, is that if you hear too much about a movie, like for 10 years.
And I have been hearing these clips.
Maybe it's not possible to live up to that kind of hype. You know, maybe you expect.
Maybe sometimes you go, yeah, it was good. I didn't love it.
Right.
But you don't say, oh, it was horrible.
Guys,
is this thing over? I can't believe it.
You
I'm gonna go back and have more hot sex with my boyfriend.
All right, let's go to Tim.
So
Lisa said it was one of the worst movies she ever saw in her life. That's a little bit different than not living up to expectations.
When you're told it's such a great movie and you sit down and you laugh like twice, it's bitterly disappointing.
Everybody gets to be really wrong at least once. All right, let's.
Kevin voted for George W. Bush twice, for God's sake.
Right,
not just once.
Tim in Redondo Beach. Good morning. You guys forget I vote for comedy.
What to do, nephew?
Hey, Tim.
What's going on?
What to do, baby boo? You're so wrong, by the way, on Dazed and Confused.
All right, yeah. Of course
she is. She hasn't heard that before.
She's fine with that. Go ahead.
I just read that Van Halen, not Van Hagar, is getting back together this year.
Yes, they are.
Or next year, I believe. How long do you think that'll last before the tour eventually ends? They say 50 dates, but, I mean, will it last five?
I don't know if it'll get started. Those two, man, David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie's sober now. That might help.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those battles were booze-fueled, I understand,
yeah,
back in the day.
Dave's crazy.
He is crazy.
He's still crazy. That's true. But maybe Eddie can just go, that's Dave. He's crazy, and just turn around.
Guys like the guys in Rage Against the Machine have a hard time getting along, and somehow they're able to put it aside and...
Sometimes the music takes precedence, and they have such a good time performing.
Hopefully that'll be the case.
However, Tim brings up a good point. If you're a huge Van Halen fan and you've dreamed of seeing the band again with David Lee Roth, you should buy tickets to one of the early dates in the tour. Don't wait for it. If we're date 40 on the tour, don't wait for it to come to you.
I hope they open
please,
in Los
please
Angeles.
Start in Southern California.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. Like the Spice Girls are doing. That's why I'm excited about the Spice Girls starting up here. Because they can catch
Ralph,
it early.
Ralph, You weren't, we're going to ignore that. You weren't there. I tried to talk Kevin into joining me in trying to get a breakfast with Van Halen going.
Oh!
He laughed in my face. Yeah, he mocked me.
Not so interesting. Awesome. I'd see a show. I don't really want to do a breakfast.
That would
but
be
how,
awesome.
How the questions that you'd have, the interview, the stories the that they would have to tell.
Band. The history of that band forever. And they started on K-Rock. We were the first generation to play them.
I know
them.
That. I'm aware.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's full circle.
I could be in a little room and watch them doing Panama and Ain't Talking About Love, you know, and doing a breakfast show. That would be so much fun. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Kevin's outvoted. Kevin's outvoted.
We can have both.
A lot.
We can have
do both.
Both.
All right. Let's go to George in Van Nuys. Good morning, George.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
All right. So I manage commercial industrial buildings, and I got an emergency call, and I had to rush over to a building because a tenant got stuck in the bathroom. The latch got stuck to the strike plate. And the guy before him had taken such a huge and massive
step. Oh, come on.
Why?
Why would you go to that
why?
Call?
Why do you
he
think?
Not,
I can't
not,
see.
What?
Go ahead.
He did not flush the toilet, so the guy passes out and vomits himself.
Oh, he vomits himself.
This story just keeps getting better.
George, don't ever call us again.
I was so drunk, I said I vomited myself.
I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you. There's just what? More badness in that call.
Why did you go to him?
I can't see what it says. It just says person in building took a really
and what did you
bad number two and threw up.
I didn't see the number two part. But any take, when someone takes anything, the thing that fills in the blank is not a good answer.
It's always bad.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Rosedale. Let's
say, Kevin, God damn it.
I took a Nobel Peace Prize home. That's never the answer when someone took something.
Rafael Downey, good morning.
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
And baby boo for hating.
Nicely done.
Baby boo.
Nicely done. Go ahead.
I was watching Hour of Power on a public access cable.
Hour of Power? What is that?
It's a
religion.
Crystal Cathedral.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
Oh,
I was flipping
okay.
through the channels.
Hail Jesus.
Okay.
And they got this minister laying across the table with no arms and no legs. Preaching.
They aren't?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, but they don't.
Is his name Neil?
He's on a desk, and there's a chair behind him with a Bible next to him, and he's laying across the table.
That's not true.
This is too good to be true. That's
yep.
the best story ever.
Check it out. Hour of Power on Sunday.
Please tell me this is true and you're not yanking our chain.
He used to preach on a mountain. They called him Cliff.
You didn't happen to get his name, did you, Raphael?
I checked my guide and it had a name, but it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Okay. Hour of Power. We're gonna have to start taping that.
Probably
no pun intended. Religiously.
What his name is.
Sometimes he preaches in a hall. They call him Phil.
What if he were to take a swim?
Then they call him Dwayne.
No, it's bottom of the pool.
Oh, Bob.
Swim is Bob. All right.
What do you lie down in front of the front door?
You'd be Matt.
Yeah.
Hey!
All right. What if they hang him on a wall, Ralph?
Then he'd be Art.
All right,
I believe we're fans. They call him Homer.
We're going to end on that happy, happy note and thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show. Including
when he goes fishing,
Kevin.
They call him Rod.
Kevin C. is the founder of LipBalmAnonymous.com. You can go to the website if you're having a problem being addicted to lip balm like that ever happens. And thanks to Kat Von D. for joining us, too. Yeah. Dave's new girlfriend from L.A. Inc. That airs tonight at 10 o'clock on TLC. You can, if you want to be on the show, by the way, I gave out an address and a phone number. Forgot the website. It's LAIncCasting.com.
When the preacher's in a pile of leaves, they call him Russell. He's on a beach, they call him Sandy.
Tomorrow morning... All new Kevin and Bean Show. The USA Today is running a contest for normal schmoes to do what it would sound like, what it should sound like when Barry Bond breaks the home run record. So we're going to play
that
some
again.
Of
it. Take this.
That's so sad.
When Barry Bond breaks the home run record.
Barry Bond. Barry Bond.
Barry Bond.
There's a lot of
tomorrow.
There's a lot of pressure on the baseball announcers to call that home run because it's something that's going to be played forever. In fact, Vin Scully was interviewed last week when the Giants were in town for the Dodgers, and he said, I hope it doesn't happen when he's here because I don't want to have the pressure of having to call it. He said, I already called the Hank Aaron one, and that worked out fine. I don't want to have it again. So they're going to the people. The readers of USA Today saying, how would you call it? What would you say when he hits 756?
I'm pretty sure everyone knew what I meant.
And they're great. We listened to them in the other room. There's some spectacular
fantastic
ones. One sounds like Bean
back in the day, it was like, Bean Baxter is leaving the radio station. Like, Barry Bonds just hit his home run, and everybody's very excited.
I think Bean's calling in and leaving calls when no one knows, so he can be part of this contest.
Also tomorrow, the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton. And,
Bobby Slayton's comedy is great.
And do you agree with Psycho Mike that you thought she was a she, and then she turned out to be a he, and yet you probably still follow through?
You're there anyway. Might as well just do it. That's his philosophy.
That's unacceptable. Just because you've already bought her the drinks doesn't mean you then follow through. Mike, you just accept that one as a loss, dude.
Pay up time.
No, it isn't.
All right. Yep. The other cat, this one, Cat Corbett, coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Get Out the Door is new from Velvet Revolver. That'll be part of it. Also, some Weezer, Foo Fighters, their latest called The Pretender. We got Sublime, Hot Hot Heat, and more right after this on K-Rock.